you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Chungo!
Did you really make a sex tape with your girlfriend?
No.
You said you did.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said sex date.
Well, I thought you said sex tape.
No.
I thought you said, I swear to Christ, I thought you said we made a sex tape. We hadn't had relations in a while, so we made a sex tape.
No, a sex date.
And then I had dinner in bed.
We had a date. We had a rendezvous.
It
was prearranged, not spontaneous. And then afterwards, I had dinner in bed.
See what I wrote down on my card real big after you said that?
No, not a tape.
Make a sex tape?
What do you think? I am Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeez.
That's right.
Nobody'd want to see that, and I certainly wouldn't want that to get out.
Not even an audio tape?
No.
I came in after that, so I don't know. I can't comment.
You didn't hear that?
Date and tape, you know, can be.
I guess they sound the same.
They sound, especially the way I slur when I've had my fifth of vodka prior to coming in here.
All right, well, let's start today's show then, being as.
I'm sorry I disappointed you.
That's okay. I will love hearing about you eating in bed.
Yeah, I will. It's an interesting experience, okay. As long as beluga stays away from the rice that's on my stomach.
A new one from the Belcher, and I believe the douchebag.
Oh, our favorite guy.
That's him. I thought I heard him at the very beginning of it.
Oh, good.
You're the douchebag.
We are sympathetic. You douchebag.
We have a blizzard of lights on the board. And every time I push a button, there's either someone sticking their foot out or saying a naughty word, and you're on the air.
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
Here.
Oh, my.
That's you. You're on the radio.
Oh, man.
You're on the air.
Hello, can you eat my poop?
Well, do you recommend it? Does it taste good to you?
Sounds like a
hello,
Craig. You're on the air.
Douchebag.
Hello.
Oh,
I'm still here, but I'm
somebody else seems to have joined us, but they're not speaking. Well, they're certainly not speaking. You're on the air.
Guys.
Pussy!
Yeah. They go home and they call and they belch.
Oh, no, it's him again.
You're on the air.
I'm here.
Still here. All right, and you just joined us. Hi.
Oh. Hey, I just wanted... Can you hear me?
Okay. Sure.
Or did you put on more than one person? I just wanted to know either one of your opinions on that.
Sounds like there are two of them.
You'll have to excuse me for being a retarded. What is either one of your opinions on that whole Buzz Burbank situation?
Buzz Burbank?
I never heard of him.
Neither did I. Wasn't he Luther's brother, the guy who invented the marigold? Or, and you're on the air.
Exactly.
Hello.
Oh. I'm sorry. I think you have a crossed wire, my friend. You're on the air.
Rob Spiewak.
Try it. You're on the air.
Rob Spiewak.
Two different lines.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
You know.
Wow.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Can I give me a C?
Not bad.
What about the vagina?
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
How are you, John? John McCain, are you horny?
This is long and hard and tough.
Ooh.
God bless you.
Mike, you got time for an Elvis health update?
I'd love to hear it.
How's Elvis doing?
Elvis had a lot of physical problems that were really eating away at him.
Eating away at him.
He had glaucoma.
Yeah, glaucoma.
One. He had hypertension. You know that every night after a show, his blood pressure would shoot up to 180, 200 every night.
Wow.
That's a tremendous strain on the heart. Elvis had a spastic, twisted colon.
There it is.
I can't tell you the problems that plagued him because of it. How uncomfortable he was, and how his body, especially the lower part of his body, started to blow up.
Oh.
And balloon.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Stinky McStink Face.
That's nasty.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Big, 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 big,
big, big, big, big, big,
bang, 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 bang.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I know it is.
It's that hump and curry trying to read.
Do you run to the commercial, to the kitchen rather, when the commercials come on and you zip right past them or and see your TiVo? I'm sorry, I didn't say that quite well. Well, what I'm trying to say is
I remember coming home once and my father said, these are not allowed.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Is everybody happy?
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Couldn't give a damn.
All right, I'm out of work from Bob Barker, who taped his last show today, right?
Yep, the 6th was his last taping.
The Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they mean.
God there bless you, Bob.
Very good.
Now here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome back to the show.
Right.
Yes,
hi there, little
baby.
Brains.
Yes.
Hello there, mothers of other sons.
And sons of other fathers.
Twin sons of different mothers.
This is the steaming pile of Don and Mike show on a Wednesday. And our phone number, same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Mike, as it turns out, did not make a sex tape.
Made a sex date.
A sex date.
A pre-planned rendezvous.
Not the same. Do you have her dress up or anything? For a sex date?
Quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. We didn't dress up. Didn't play dress up. There were candles, though.
Hey, nice.
It was, it was neat. And it was okay without the spontaneity? Yeah. Planned to work.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it really, really did. It was it was very unique. Very, very unique. And,
you know, for me,
look at me. I'm just thrilled any time it happens.
Did you enjoy?
I mean, seriously, I look in the mirror and I go, Jesus, what the hell is she thinking?
Did you enjoy hot candle play?
No, you mean like wax and stuff? Yeah.
Wax play.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
Try it. Oh, you have?
Sure.
The fire hazard.
It's one of my pagan rituals. What movie? Isn't there a movie where that's, like, not an X-rated movie, but a prominently featured feature film where that is actually involved? Wax is involved.
Huh? Apple Dumpling Gang.
Shut up.
Shut up.
There's a lot of movies up like that. It's a movie with Don Knotts, right?
Don Knotts and, I believe, Tim Conway. Yeah. I barely got it out because he was ready.
Tim Conway.
Apple Dumpling Gang.
Whatever you quote Don Knotts and his movie career, Rob, you must begin and end with The Reluctant Astronaut.
I agree.
But even that would have garnered a shut up from me.
Well, can I tell you that it was...
Yeah.
What made it special was the dinner in bed afterwards, which she was reluctant to bring me. Because dinner was already made and it was downstairs. And I'm not really that good after I eat.
You know. What was that like as your girlfriend brought you dinner in bed, Elvis?
Well, I'll tell you right now, dinner was a bunch of rice, which it normally is. I ate a lot of rice, a lot of whole grain rice, and a little baked chicken with light potato chip crust that was baked in the oven for its low caloric value, even though she was hesitant to feed me that low calorie meal based on my ingestion of peanut butter cups during the show yesterday. So, as I was eating it, the dog hopped up on the bed, his domain, and began to stare at me like dogs do when you are eating. Then I yelled at him, and that wonderful sex date night went south temporarily because I yelled at her dog.
Yes.
And yes, even though he lives with me and I paid for that dog, it is her dog.
It is sex date.
And it did not go well after that, but then we got back on track. But then I became nicer to the doggy, and I found the dog come over to me, and he started eating the rice chips off of my chest and my stomach. And he found little pieces of rice that had fallen.
That is a beautiful, beautiful picture.
Can we get a tape of that?
A videotape of that?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you'll never see it. You'll never see what the dog did. And
What was his follow-up act?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go into great detail about that. It was a special moment, though. It was a very nice evening. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, I drifted off to dreamland. What a day. Time to sleep.
All I know, this has been my pretty much standing order in my mind about sex. When there's candles involved, it always tells me it's going to be too much work. Too much
an event.
Work.
I found something out last night that...
I like good old-fashioned screwing. What's wrong with saying that?
Well, the candles...
thank you, Rodney.
I found a zone for me, something that really, really works for me.
Oh,
and the smell of the candles and the smell of the perfume she was wearing.
I like screwing in a room with all the lights on and big fluorescent lighting, like the type we have here.
Screwing. That's his zone. I found out that the whole
ballin',
the whole perfume thing got me going last night.
What?
It was the scent of a woman. It was a wonderful,
sure.
And it was kind of a combination between the perfume she was wearing and the candles and that whole thing. I didn't notice the light of the candles really didn't matter as much as the scent of the candles. I really thought the whole thing was kind of neat.
Good for you, Stedman. I didn't know that you went down that whole road, but
I don't very often.
Hey, if Daddy got his reward at the end of the day...
Do you know what it was? It was...
more power to you.
I think many couples have experienced this. It was one of those times where, you know, she was ready and I was wiped out, and then another time when I was ready and she was wiped out.
Everybody
and then that happens a couple of times. I said, you know... and then it was the morning, and I was... It was right before she was going to work, and we were both kind of in the mood, but she had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, why don't we make a date for it? And we made a date for it, and... She remembered, and I remembered, and the important thing for me is to
next date.
Not sit down and eat a dinner before that, because that's just...
Does that motivate you? Does that help? If you know it's waiting for you, if you know the sex date is waiting, you might eat lighter going into it?
No, I'd like... I mean, all guys are like that.
Very cool.
You don't want to, you know, go to the Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest and then have sex afterwards.
No. That happened to you last Valentine's Day, didn't it?
What's that?
Big
meal? Where I ate too much?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm useless.
Yeah.
I have no desire after, like, if especially if you're eating, like, a big meal, if you're really...
Right.
I have no... Ew. No. I think women are different.
And if you're eating in bed.
No. Yes.
Yeah. That eating your energy as well.
No, the eating in bed was because of the sex date. Not in the... That's it was not planned. That was just... I was sitting there...
Must have been some wicked, powerful screwing.
Yeah, it was. It was.
How about a cocktail?
Thank you.
Before relations.
Not necessary for me. Not really necessary
for me. Not necessary.
No, I don't need to, like, loosen up, you know? I mean, I...
What about for her?
You know, I don't know. I she doesn't...
When do you care about her?
Because I'm wondering in general, so
when do you care about her?
And right as Rob, remember Mike's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out when he put the roofies in.
The roofies when I drugged her? That's the only way I'm able to do it, is to drug her.
That's what I do it.
No, just, you know... It was the dinner in bed was just all part of the experience, and I, you know, I got a little annoyed at the dog, but then we reached a meeting of the minds, and he was able to find the little rice that you know fell to all the nooks and crannies
on your stomach,
sort of on my stomach, yeah,
down by your belly button.
No, actually, he went around my back because one fell down, rolled off my stomach, and rolled onto the mattress, and. He was digging for this thing, and then finally, I feel on my back his cold nose as he is. He's just, you know how a dog will dig in the backyard for a bone?
Yeah.
He's doing that, but he's doing it on the mattress. And I'm like, but look at Jesus! Stop it. And I pulled him away, and that was it.
Yeah, and you were laying there nude with your various...
No, I had underwear on.
With your various bowls of food around you?
I had
you.
One plate, one square plate, a square plastic plate that I bought at Macy's. We prefer in the O'Mara household to eat off of plastic.
Really?
Not plastic like the kind that you would throw away.
Chinette plastic.
No.
Step above chinette.
This is several steps above chinette. This is...
Permanent plastic.
This is outdoor service. You know, you've seen that in the stores.
Patio wear.
Picnic
patio furniture. Wear.
Mm-hmm. Picnic furniture.
Oh, picnic dinnerware.
Right.
I love it.
You use that every day?
Oh, God. I prefer it. I prefer it to regular dishes.
A brightly colored.
I found this at, I bought this. I bought this at Macy's. It was
durable.
Plastic. It's cheap. And it's somehow, I just prefer to eat off of it.
Are the knives about it?
Why am I developing a New York accent when I say eat off of it?
Seriously, are the knives as dull as the Bill O'Reilly show?
We use silverware. We use regular, we don't use plastic knives. And I use those at work. I have one in my hand right now.
And when you eat like this at home, do you use those little packets that you get at KFC, those
ketchup packets?
No. The thing that has the refreshing moist towelette.
Oh, moist towelette? No, but it's a hell of an idea if you could buy those at Costco, and I bet you can.
You can.
Just keep those on the kitchen table. No, I don't know what it is, but I here's another one where I don't think I'm alone. I like eating off of plastic. It's easier to clean.
No.
What do you mean?
It's
what?
Not.
Yes, it is.
No, when it doesn't dry quick.
Oh, that's just like blue and silver. Yes, it does. It's fine.
How is it blue and silver?
Because you're wrong again, fathead. You're wrong.
Here's where you're wrong.
Well, how am I wrong?
Plastic does not conduct heat, and it doesn't dry properly.
I don't need it. I'm not going to cook on it. I'm just going to put the food on it.
He just wants a nice, reliable plate when he eats in bed.
Right. The square plate, and there's something about a nice, lightweight plastic plate to put my baked chicken and my Zatarain's rice without butter.
Do you use your plastic stuff at a regular? If you're gonna sit down and have a sandwich, you use your plastic stuff inside.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Always. Oh, I mean, most of the time, I eat lunch, breakfast, dinner off of a plastic plate.
So it's like being in a gigantic.
These are really good plastic plates, like being in
a gigantic preschool then in your house.
Yeah, it's unbreakable, Don.
I don't know. I can't put a finger. Are they serious?
Are they like Lego colored plates?
They're festive. They're Tommy Bahama like.
No.
You know what I mean? They're Caribbean. They're kind of like festive colors on it. It's a square plate with like a floral design.
Are they like the ball pit at McDonald's?
No, they're better than that. They're better.
Better than that.
They're better, but they're not, but they are plastic. They're so good that you would just look at it and go, oh, maybe that's a regular piece of china.
Ah.
That's how nice they are. And also, I bought a...
That's how far our plastics have come.
Yes.
Plastic is fantastic. I mean, it is... I didn't even intend that to happen. I swear to God, I did not intend that to happen. I eat off of plastic. I don't know why I prefer it. But I prefer it. There's got to be some significance.
Because you can't find styrofoam anymore.
But no, occasionally I don't care for eating off of paper plates, even Chinette. Because Chinette, especially if you have something with a sauce, you will get the taste of the paper and not the taste of...
No.
But with plastic... What are you talking about? God damn it, you're wrong. I've had this happen.
You're wrong.
I've had this happen.
You know what you'll say.
This is the second day in a row you're pissing me off.
Plastic does not rinse clean, and your dinner will taste like soap.
Excuse me, the dinner doesn't taste like soap, and when I eat off of Chinette, the paper, like if you have a sauce, like a runny sauce.
Am I the only guy that like goes to Williams-Sonoma and just buys like gray plates?
Actual plates?
Just regular real plates, you know, that you can throw and break?
Right. That's the key.
Like when you get mad.
No chipping, no breaking on the plastic. They wear. They wear. They fade after a while.
Because they're plastic.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring one in. I'll bring in my plate tomorrow. I'll bring in one of the plates. Because you know why? If I lose it or I leave it here, it doesn't really matter. It's plastic.
Right? Just a bunch of white trash.
All right.
That's pretty much all I have to say on the topic.
Well, maybe so. But I don't know why.
I believe so.
I don't. This is me.
Why don't you just put a picnic table in your dining room?
This is me more than anybody else. I went out and bought.
Think about that. Why don't you just put a picnic table in your dining room?
Well, it's kind of like a picnic in there anyway. You know, it's not a picnic table.
It's a picnic in your mind.
The table's horrible. I got to get rid of my kitchen table.
Get one of those nice big redwood picnic tables that has the big hole in the middle for the big gigantic umbrella.
I don't know why I love eating off of plastic plates. What did he say? What did he say?
Get a plastic.
Sphincter said what?
Get a plastic table.
Plastic table. I have a plastic table outside. Well, I mean, I think it's no, it's glass.
Bring it in.
It's a glass. Bring one of the plates in.
No, bring your outside furniture inside.
No, I've got a perfectly good wooden table, but I've got horrible wooden chairs that I have lost pieces to and are falling apart completely.
All right, my friend.
Ooh, here we go.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry if that taxed you.
Oh, no, it didn't tax me.
You seemed exasperated at the end of that.
It's just when I see every phone ringing, I know that your people are wanting to speak to you about
May I make a prediction?
That you're saying now.
May I make a prediction?
Please.
Of course,
please.
Because I pride myself
as you hold your plastic fork or knife.
I pride myself on knowing my peeps. We're going to get a lot of people that do the same thing. That prefer that because I know
it's just a bunch of white trash.
This cannot be just me alone. And there's some. I have just a real affinity for eating off of plastic.
That's your hunch, okay?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to, Mike. I wanted to tell you the next step in grooming the dog would be to put the dog bowl in your crotch and let him eat right out of there, and then you can work right toward it.
Yeah, okay, Kinky McKink Face. like we haven't thought of that.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
So plastic plates. I don't understand. Like, I'm waiting for the gay with this conversation. It's not, I'm not hearing it at all.
Well, now, why is it always gay? Why does it always get back to gay? And what would that have to do with anything homosexual?
I love painting with the Mo paintbrush, but I'm not hearing the Mo in this.
Tommy Bahama getting thrown out and everything.
Bahama, man's designer. Hello.
I hear you. I know the sunglasses are great.
And now that I think
for $1 up.
Now that we're not doing it now, but another great one in the TV game.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Remember we were playing the TV game yesterday?
Oh, Tommy Bahama
is a great TV.
Oh, that would have been a phenomenal one.
That would have been a closeout. You would have been king of all TVs.
No, my favorite pattern, like my favorite look, is the tropical kind of. I like that Tommy Bahama. You know, I like, if you've ever been to one of his stores where he's got the furniture, you know, the little palm tree stuff, I like that. Look,
sure.
I don't think that's gay.
Everybody loves the beach.
You know, who doesn't like a nice Hawaiian shirt? Really?
Most disc jockeys do. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
None of us are wearing, excuse me.
Rob's wearing the uniform today.
It's made of plastic.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Mike, I was wondering if you want to use Kool-Aid bowls as salad bowls.
Okay, you win.
That's pretty good ass. thanks for calling. Remember jelly jar glasses?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God, everybody.
Hi.
How you doing? I got a question for you. I love the square plates. Do you have the squared corners or the rounded corners?
Rounded corners.
Rounded corner. That's
round,
the way to go.
Rounded corners,
way
yes.
Go.
You get the benefit of square and the benefit of round.
Square is great.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. Best. The best. Have a good one, fellas.
I plan to bring one of my plates in tomorrow for show and tell. I will show you one of my wonderful, wonderful, like, tropical plates.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, Robert De Niro. What's happening, Bobby?
How you doing, Honky?
Very well. Robert the Angry Mailman. What's happening, dude?
What do you mean what's happening? Where's my invite? Are we ready?
Robert, did you listen to yesterday's show at all?
I was kind of caught up in, I had some problems at work.
All right, someone give
me.
At the postal, at the postal service.
We're right in the middle of discussing Mike, and for whatever white trash reason it is, he uses very high quality plastic cutlery and
dinnerware.
Plate.
Just the plate.
I had some house Negro issues.
See, he's got his agenda. Nothing's going
to
take him off. He's ready to go. He doesn't care about my plastic.
Robert, we can't have the mixing of house Negro and we're talking about white trash at the same time.
Well, can I come in tomorrow?
He wants to come in tomorrow.
I don't know. You're coming to my house next week. Why don't we just keep it at that?
I tell you what, how about
he spend some time with you, Mike, as well?
No, I want him to come on the show.
Dinner in bed.
He'll be on the show plenty when you hear the tape of him when he's at my house in my real life.
Okay.
Okay, Don, so I'm sorry I missed the show. I was in counseling yesterday.
He is dying.
Honestly, I was.
He is so dying to get something off of
your chest. I had a big problem at work yesterday, and I missed the show. I'm sorry.
What was your big problem at work? You ran out of ammunition? What happened?
I work with a lot of, times is changing. There are a lot of us Negroes in high positions, but the mentality of the house Negro has not left.
I love discussing this. Perhaps on the telephone tomorrow. We'll get you in.
Can you call back tomorrow, Robert?
Yeah, I'll call back tomorrow.
And cool. Hey, listen, Bob, next Tuesday night, you're invited.
Tuesday
to
night?
Hey, what's wrong with that? It's game three.
Done. We got to talk about this.
No.
I'm a working man. I can't just pick off. I got to work at night.
All right.
Well, I'm guarding the country.
All of the games.
I guard the country at night, Don.
All of the NBA final games are on at night.
There are no weekend nights where
they're none on Saturday night.
Right. So how about Tuesday night.
You can't arbitrarily change it without getting permission from me, because I am the winner.
I'm not arbitrarily changing anything.
Okay?
What if you had him over instead
I
of...
I still want a Saturday night. Let's what? Have it this Saturday.
I'm not going to be here this Saturday night, Robert.
Well, next Saturday.
What if instead of a basketball game, you two watched a movie?
Shut up, Robert.
I want to get back to your white trash Tupperware discussion.
It's not Tupperware. It's plastic.
Listen, Robert. The bet was
the original Xbox game, and let's shred it in the basketball game. I don't know if I can sit next.
So hold on. So now you want the bet to be that you don't want to come over to watch the NBA finals. You just want to come over to play Xbox.
That was the original promise, and dinner, and a smoke, and cognac, and I'll leave your house.
That's an Xbox game, a cigar, and a cognac, and he's gone.
No. It's for food.
And dinner. I'm getting hosed on this deal. You're getting hosed.
I don't know shit.
No, come over for the game. Come over Tuesday night. Come over for the goddamn game.
I can't come over on a night I have to work. I guard the country.
I have to work as well. I have to guard the country as well to keep everybody funny, Robert.
You want me to come in uniform tomorrow?
No.
I'll show you my uniform.
No, I don't want you. Bye. For goodness sake. Nothing's easy with him, is it?
You didn't make the NBA schedule.
The bet was not
your fault.
The bet was that he could come over for the opening game on a Saturday night, because
right.
they traditionally have opened the NBA finals on a weekend. There are no weekend games now. All the games are in primetime. Every single
that's the truth. And I mean, the only game is on a Sunday night, and that's a Sunday night at 9:00, and that is a school night. That's the beginning of the work week. You don't want him coming over.
I am so shocked he's not more easygoing about it.
Well, now he wants to change it.
He wants to make it better for him.
He wants to make it a Saturday.
No, I'd rather really...
You'd rather have him come over Tuesday night and watch the game.
To watch the game.
Right.
And cognac.
Yeah. Cognac and a cigar.
I got to go buy cognac.
I give him, like, whiskey. He won't know.
But, Robert, you are more than welcome to come over. I'm more than willing and happy to pay off my bet.
And you'd rather watch the game than play Xbox.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Less stuff for him to touch.
Exactly.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. He'll get his mailman cooties all over everything. You don't know where those hands have been.
Thailand.
Hello. What's up?
Oh, not much. I wonder why Mike's ex-wife left him plastic plates.
She didn't leave me. I bought them myself. I've had both the all the plastic I've purchased has been post divorce,
brand new.
There you go. Now we're back on point. Now we're back on point discussing your love of plastic plates.
Yeah, and you know, you act like I had nothing to do with it. Like, you know, I was completely out of control of my own life. You know, I believe I had the run of the kitchen, and I was able to take what I wanted.
Hello,
believe me, I paid for that privilege.
Don and Mike Show. Hello,
this is Fred Rogers.
He called yesterday, and it was at a bad time. What's up, Fred Soundboard?
There are no such things as real monsters.
Oh, yes, there are, Fred.
There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
I think there are dinosaurs in your pants.
Even though some people like to get dressed up in costumes to look like them.
Yeah.
I read about that in the Bible.
Hey, the Bible.
Hey, Fred.
I was just making some popcorn.
Are you?
Do you know who I am?
You're Fred Rogers, right?
Mr. McFeely?
Oh.
Lady Elaine.
Oh, you're Lady Elaine. I don't doubt that.
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
Oh.
I like to kiss.
Have you ever had a checkup?
Oh, wow.
I think I need to have my temperature taken, Mr. Rogers.
Did any of it hurt?
You mean the checkup?
Yes, the thermometer part did.
Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot, sometimes that does hurt, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, right in the bottom.
Fred.
Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
Fred watches. These are fantastic.
Sometimes,
you
dude.
You see how many sticks I brought today.
You brought a lot of sticks? What are you going to do with your sticks?
Each one of them has a hole.
Oh,
right in the middle. I'll show you what's going to fit in that hole.
Oh, wow.
Okay, there
we go. Oh, my God.
That's a good sound.
Wow.
That's a good sound. That's a good sound.
Yes, that's a good boy, Otis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yes, hello.
This stupid guy didn't know he was on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Are you finding that when you play Guitar Hero, are you finding that the jump from like medium to hard is like freaking just insurmountable?
I am absolutely stuck. There are some songs that I have never been able to. I have just made it out of easy into medium, and medium to me on Guitar Hero right now, I feel like the retard of retards. Good luck. There's like a million more. There's a million more songs when you get to that level.
Do you have to earn? Do you have to earn medium?
Oh yeah, you got to make it through Strutter and
I can make it through Strutter on easy
and Cheap Trick and you really got me. You
got
to make it through.
I got all those.
You got to make it and Destroyer. You got to make it through all.
Made it through Destroyer.
Well, then there's only one or two left, and then you do go to the next level.
Oh, okay.
Well, when you get to medium, you basically you get an encore song with with each one of the groups of songs, but medium's not hard.
You know what I did? You know what I did with my kids on on the easy level?
I'm awful at that game.
I played Guitar Hero without looking at the TV, and I do it right.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. Like on Strutter, which is the easiest one. Strutter, I do without because it's the same pattern, and you just remember and. My kid's completely not impressed by that.
The only time that I look away is during Surrender. When it gets
maybe it's Surrender that I look away.
On Surrender, at the end, you just...
What does Surrender sound like?
Mom is all right, your dad is all right. And all you're doing is hitting the bass over. It's like...
Down, 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 down.
I mean, it's
down,
so
down,
easy.
Down.
We'll bring in the Xbox next week. Are you getting ready for the challenge?
Yeah, I'll practice a little bit. I'll get ready for that. That'll be fun.
Crazy.
I wish. Do they have the wireless guitars yet?
I have not seen them.
I think they are lying around out there.
I ain't seen them. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Oh, my lady, what's up?
And I just wanted to let Mike and Don know that I've been using plastic in my house for 10 years. But
what do you do with an elderly woman?
You're a smart lady, Judy.
It saves you a lot of money on dishes.
Yep. No chipping, no cracking, no fuss.
Judy, tell me something, Judy. What's the best thing about having a mobile home? Excuse me, a trailer.
I actually don't have a trailer.
Oh, you don't.
No, you don't.
Well, let's ask Judy, since we're stereotyping here, let's blow those stereotypes out of the water.
Good luck.
Judy, how many bedrooms in your home?
Three.
All right. Any wheels?
Is that not enough for you, Mike?
I was really counting on the four bedroom average here in Washington, D.C.
Well, we have three bedrooms in an office, so maybe there's four bedrooms.
Yeah. All right.
Judy, what is it that you personally like about the plastic plates as opposed to a real plate?
They don't break. They last forever.
They do last forever.
They clean just as easily as anything. They go in the dishwasher.
You
don't have to worry about chipping or cracking or any of that crap.
For both of you guys, aren't your plastic plates riddled with knife scratches?
No, they don't. They hold up pretty well. Now, the older ones that I have, the round ones that I have, if I brought those plates in, you would laugh at those plates.
Sure.
Because those plates are faded and tired and old, and that's why I bought the new plastic ones. But the newer plastic ones are
all right.
Phenomenal shape.
All right,
yes,
Judy.
They don't cut. They don't scratch with knives. They're as hard as glass.
See you on an upcoming episode of Cops.
Did you hear that? They're as hard as glass. That's exactly what it is. They're as hard as glass.
There you go, Mike.
And they're somehow just easier. And they're lighter, too. Lightweight. Easier to maneuver. When you're shoveling in your food.
I like that.
Hello there.
Plastic is fantastic.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Space age polymers make your food taste good, Mike.
There is no taste as difference at all. It's just a quality product.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Quality is quality.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, now that you have that plastic dishes, when are you planning on taking the plastic off your couches?
Buzz just held up a computer screen with a wireless controller for Xbox.
I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, 60, exactly.
60 is it for Xbox 360?
I'll check, but it's $60.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Xbox 360.
Oh, well, that'd be outstanding. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is for Mike. How's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
Hi.
You mentioned the whole Kendall part of the whole conversation earlier about the movie that you were thinking about.
Yes.
Body of Evidence, with the god-awful movie with Madonna and Willem Dafoe from about 15 years ago. That was the movie you were thinking of.
Willem Dafoe.
Where he drips candle wax on her?
Yep. Absolutely.
Do you use plastic plates?
You don't want to drip. You don't want to drip melted plastic, huh? Because hurt. That'll hurt somebody.
Exactly. No, actually, throwing a couple of plastic plates, putting a candle on them. So, no, never do that again.
He couldn't get away from the candles. The incredible love-making plastic candles.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just wanted to tell Mike that does he really like floral plastic plates?
Yes.
From Tommy Bahama.
Well, they're not Tommy Bahama. They just look like the same kind of design you would see on a Hawaiian shirt.
But you do like
got you there. Shirt. Got you there, didn't I? He's you stunned. Didn't have anything to say. You were trying to bust balls, and you didn't have anything to say because I answered you like a mink.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen, I lived in Hawaii for about 6 months.
I'm afraid that I must say knockout. Knockout, Michael O'Hara.
Yeah, because I like the design because they're like men's Hawaiian shirts.
I lived in Hawaii. Listen, if you're going to do the whole Mike Samo thing.
Right, it doesn't work, does it, with this?
No, you can't.
White trash, that works 100%. Cheap, that works 100%.
But
you can't go down the Mo road.
The gay thing, no way.
Oh, no way.
Road. The Mo road.
Let's be very honest about this.
Mm-hmm.
A gay man or woman, but primarily man, would only use a chinette as an absolute emergency. Right.
Yeah, and I would say that that a gay man might like the design, but it probably wouldn't be his cup of tea.
I mean, it would have to be an emergency, like when the house was blowing away,
mm-hmm.
and there was a vase, where you'd say, all right, okay, I'll take one of those plastic plates. Like, yes, if I have to hold on to it, all of the entire china set left in the house and went to Oz. Like, you know, that's just, it's not a gay thing. It's like the people that eat Kentucky Fried Chicken with their hands.
Exactly.
Disgusting. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing gay. It's simply gross.
And incidentally, I'm not a member of the plastic bowl family.
Why?
I own nary one plastic bowl.
Why the discrimination?
Plates are different than bowls. Bowls, I like to have a nice china bowl. Big one, too. Oversized.
You're a complex man.
Oversized pasta bowl.
You sure are, Mike.
You're coming around, though.
Hello there.
Maybe a little bit.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Yeah. Hi there. How are you?
Who?
Pretty good. I just want to talk to you guys about the wireless controllers for Guitar Hero.
Sure.
They're really good, but be careful with them because it's very tempting to throw them across the room when you screw up a song.
All right.
Good morning.
Thank you, dude.
Do you ever get angry at the Guitar Hero? Have you played enough to get angry?
When I get angry, I just turn it off.
Yeah.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
That's better.
Hey, boys. Hey, actually, for two things about Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
The wireless controller isn't coming out until the next version this Christmas time for the 360. And then, two, you want to feel even less good about yourself, check out YouTube. There's an 8-year-old kid that
does... the kid that does the Guns N' Roses?
No, he does Psychedelic Freakout on Expert.
Oh.
And he turns around, he flips around, and you want to punch the little kid right in the face.
Maybe that's the one I've seen, and I'm thinking it's...
Psychedelic Freakout.
Maybe that, but I think I've seen it. It's been up there a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. He's added a couple other videos on there, and every time, he just got this little smirk on his face that you know his father has taught him, and you just want to kick him.
But the thing is that I really don't think that has any bearing on an ability to play the real guitar on any level whatsoever.
I would disagree. I think it would screw you up
to play the real guitar.
I think it teaches you at least how to use both of your hands. It teaches you...
Maybe you're right.
It teaches you what the left hand does and conversely what your right hand does.
I don't know anything about guitar playing, so I'm not sure whether you're right or not.
I don't either, but I know that that's the closest I've come to playing a guitar. Here is
musician
Dr. Ardinger.
I'm tempted to...
Hi, Joe!
Hold on.
I can hear you. What, Joe? Go ahead.
I forgot what...
Joe!
I'm tempted to bring in my guitar and my amp when you guys do your challenge to see if I can play along with you guys any song that's on that stupid game. And
hey,
it does not prepare you for anything except for this being a loser.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you douchebag.
That's one of the guitar players weighing in. Joe does play guitar.
Guitar zero.
All right, we got a break here. When we come back, we're all set for that other thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Katie Couric's Notebook.
Today in a Washington courtroom, Judge Reggie Walton threw donut holes at Lewis Scooter Libby. He sentenced the former top aide to Vice President Cheney to 30 months in Afghanistan and Iraq. Libby, you may recall, was convicted in March of having jackhammer sex with teenage boys a lot. It was a complicated trial that had to do with building a case for gay marriage. But the judge, who expressed a sense of sadness in today's sentencing, said the evidence of his gay sex was overwhelming and just plain disgusting. Ugh. The questions remain, including, does anybody really know what gay sex is? But this much is certain. Today, Scooter Libby became the highest-ranking pretentious snob to be convicted in 20 years, and the American people love that. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
That's been doctored, she mama.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't think so, Mike.
That's so gay.
I don't think so.
Really? Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah.
Just my darn luck. Hey, everybody, sounds of the summer now, the cow shoes.
I sure do miss the cow shoes.
That mini skirted mama sure was sexy. No, we never had it. Thanks. God.
Come here.
Bang her any harder, the airbags are going to blow.
You're going to be fired.
Come here. Hank, I've seen your car before. And how does that scene end? Like, what is the position?
Man, you sure can't beat that missionary position.
Dreamsicle? That's from Hank's thoughts, right? The dreamsicle.
Right. No, we never edit Hank's thoughts.
The end of the scene is he looks back out the window and he says, and I thought I had a hairy ass.
Where's that tape? Go get that tape. Would you get that, please?
What a great show. Something about world peace.
As long as we're playing the cow sills, uh-huh. Good chance to hear Larry and Hank.
Hank is dictating his newsletter for his fan club.
Have you gotten the next Larry Sanders semi-box set?
No, I have not.
The one that I told you about that has the alternate ending and stuff?
I have not, but I'd love to get that.
And really cool. Buzz, have you seen the stuff where the three of them sit around where it's Artie and...
I can't wait to open it. I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
Very busy.
It's pretty good. I know you got a lot of stuff to do.
I do.
It's a great show, Larry Sanders. And as opposed to yesterday when I was talking about box sets that you get
that
you never open up or anything. This one has a lot of different episodes from Larry Sanders and has Gary Shandling talking about what was going on. And I think I've mentioned the outtake stuff, the stuff that didn't make the cut.
Right.
Like, do you remember on the final episode of Larry Sanders when Jim Carrey came on and just killed?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Stood on the desk and then as they went to faux commercial, said to Larry something like, you know, F you suck, I'm just here to promote my movie. He did 10 more minutes of brilliant stuff that never made the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Anyway, here's that thing we were talking about.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stunts column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm.
No.
Boss. It's October. And we all know what that means.
We know this tape by heart, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there.
This is pre-crash, obviously.
Yes. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night.
What a hump.
Yeah, Hank.
If I had my brothers, there would be no more world hunger.
That was it. Not world peace.
World hunger.
What do you think?
Couple more.
Cow sills.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy. Mm.
There's the cow sills.
I think that's Jerry and Sally f***ing in the parking lot.
Wow!
I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
Get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit, Hank.
Thanks. And isn't that Chloe O'Brien?
Yeah. Hey, Hank.
That he's dictating to?
Come here.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again.
What?
Jesus, I just talked to you.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired. Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
I thought I had a hairy ass.
I thought I had a hairy ass.
That's the Larry Sanders show, right there.
And that is the Larry Sanders show in a perfect little capsule. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike show. So good.
So good.
So good.
Hey now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I'm a guitar teacher. And I wanted to talk about the absolute uselessness of Guitar Hero.
It has nothing to do with real guitar, right?
All it does is perpetuate the myth that any schlub with opposable thumbs can play guitar.
What about someone who would come to you with the argument that if you play enough, for instance, as I do, like a mental patient, Madden, that you actually can learn about football. You can learn about coverages. You know what a cover two is. You know what a cover one is. You know what a nickel to the strong side is.
Well, you're talking about, like, strategical things, not so much...
No, the nuts and bolts of it. I mean, from someone's perspective as mine, who's never played the guitar before...
Well, let me ask you, are you saying that by playing the Madden, that say, you would be able to... know your way around a coaching situation?
Yeah, I think when you watch the game, you'll be able to pick up, or if you were ever...
Well, you know the answer. That's true, right?
Yes, it is. And I think with the guitar thing, I never played the guitar. I never knew that what the left hand on the strings did and what the right hand was just pretty much to strum. I mean, I've seen it, but never really had thought about what a guy does with that. So.
But I'm thinking on the left hand, there's just a series of buttons, right?
Right.
Yes.
Colored buttons?
Yes.
Well, on the left hand, there's 6 strings and 22 frets. So multiply that.
Why do you feel so threatened by this, my friend? why can't you just
kids like my kids don't take guitar lessons anymore.
Why can't you just let retards like us enjoy the game?
I have students coming to me to ask me to teach them the songs that they are learning on Guitar Hero.
Well, good. Then it is a learning tool because you can then teach them about a real guitar.
I have a question for the guitar teacher. Have you played Guitar Hero? Have you looked at it?
I have not. I've only heard the description.
Not fair.
Bye.
Not qualified to judge.
You're a bad teacher. We wanted to have a little dialogue with you, but please.
I'm sure. I would guarantee there are guitar teachers out there that have looked at Guitar Hero. My question would be, I would ask this question. Where the position is of the notes, is that in any way similar to where the chords would be with your fingers on a real guitar?
That's what I'm guessing is the case.
That could be true, could be not true. Right. I have no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hold on here. Someone's at the door.
Hold on there, Connor. Here's Guitar Hero Ardinger.
I've actually played Guitar Hero at Best Buy, and I think it's easier to play guitar.
You're one of those creeps.
It's easier to play guitar. I mean, no, those buttons really have nothing to do with the same positions on the neck of the guitar.
Okay, all right.
I mean, so it's if you want to play guitar, it's easy.
But the rhythms are similar.
Why do people have such a problem
suppose,
with this?
Yeah.
Joe, why do musicians or wannabe musicians have such a problem with this?
I don't know.
I don't want to learn how to play the guitar. I like playing the stupid video game.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying don't confuse the two.
The similarity, though, is the rhythm. Because when you're playing guitar, you hit a, like you press your right, left fingers on a certain chord and you strum with the beat of the music. That is very similar on Guitar Hero. I mean, as a matter of fact, that's the one part. You said this to me. You've got to be a little ahead of it, right?
You and I discussed it because although, we kid about our musical stuff, we play the drums. And if you play the drums, you're used to bum, 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 bum. And with this, if you're playing bass or if you're playing lead guitar, You have to almost beat...
Anticipating the chord.
Be a half beat ahead.
Which drives me nuts.
Because you're a drummer, and
right.
you're used to setting the pace.
And I would be curious that if they're...
I'm curious!
If there's any similarity to real guitar, does a real guitar player have to be a little ahead of the curve? And I don't think so, because I think a real guitar player follows the beat. He doesn't necessarily... You know, anticipate the beat.
Well, either way, it's a game. I think I've seen some rockers that have embraced the game.
Yeah, true. Well, it's just like anything with a video game. I mean, if you're not going to be able to snowboard if you play a snowboarding video game. You have to get out on the mountain and do it. If this, I think, is a good thing if it motivates people to say, hey, I really like the feeling of this. Maybe I'll learn how to play real guitar.
You don't see football players being threatened going, God damn. Now every schmuck that scratches his nuts on the couch is going to recognize a cover two defense.
The one thing I would take issue with, though...
It's a bad analogy, but...
Would be the kid that plays the Guitar Hero, that 8-year-old. And if he's got a father that's going, wow, you're incredible. You're playing the game well, but you're not... It ain't going to do you any good.
Maybe it's not applicable, but this is absolutely true. God, I wish I remember who it was. It might have been Casey Kane. There is at least one NASCAR driver in the last year that I've read. He said, the way I've never driven on whatever this track is, I played the video game. I learned all of the tracks by playing the video game, and then by the time I get to the actual racetracks, I know what they look like.
That's valid.
Yeah, right.
Like a trainer, simulator.
A simulator is, as much as it's horrible to say.
Even though it's generally just turn left, turn left, turn left, turn left, turn left.
Well, and the flight simulators that you can put on a video game or a computer are amazingly accurate, too.
Great. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a guitar player and a drummer, and I own Guitar Hero myself, and I think playing it actually does help you on the guitar a little bit.
Great. All right, there's a good answer. That's a good, because I would think it would.
It's definitely the rhythm, like you're saying, because especially when you play drums and stuff, you got to keep the rhythm.
Yeah, and Guitar Hero is a little off rhythm, don't you think?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. Every line is ringing, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm a guitar teacher, and I love Guitar Hero, but I think I don't think they ever created a game to make you think you're going to learn something. It's just fun. It's entertainment.
And it has, but the last
I agree
guy
with that too.
The last guy said that it could help you, at least the general concept, as Don mentioned before, of one hand doing this, the other hand doing the other thing.
Definitely the rhythm, yeah.
So there, it's a positive thing. And if you're, if you're like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old playing that game, I would say that'd be a good way to generate some interest in playing the real guitar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
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 Don and Mike. Hello.
Yes, hello.
I think the reason why the guitar player hates Guitar Hero.
Why?
Is because the little kid, the little 8-year-old, looks like Yngwie Malmsteen playing it. And I've been playing guitar my whole life, and I think I look like an idiot.
Who is the kid that you're quoting about?
Dennis Miller on the phone.
Hello.
Oh, was that one of those that went flying over our heads,
all
Buzz?
Of us, yes. Who is he talking about? I don't know. I bring it back in. Yeah. Hello?
Malmsteen.
Yeah, who was your
Johnny.
Who are they?
Who were you referencing?
Buzz Burbank's Taint.
Okay, we're not going to get a straight answer on that guy.
I don't understand.
Wait, no.
who were you referencing that we did not understand?
It's going to be all right.
Okay.
One musician writes, the element of positioning is the thing that impressed me most, and for me, certainly the one thing that makes Guitar Hero valid to an extent is being similar to the real thing. Okay, some guys like it.
Don and Mike, hello.
Mike, you should have recognized who Don was referencing about NASCAR. I believe over to your house.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, was it the FedEx driver guy?
Oh, Denny Hamlin?
It was Denny Hamlin who was preparing for tracks using the video game.
Oh, is it Denny Hamlin?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, very cool.
And if you even think back, I know it's make-believe, but you remember that movie Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise?
Right.
Where he says, they said, where'd you learn to drive? And he said, I watched it on ESPN.
Right.
Wow.
I mean,
cool. I would imagine that, those tracks on the video games, it's probably very accurate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, yeah.
In November, EA is coming out with a game called Rock Band for 360 and PS3. Uh-huh. And it's going to have, like, drums, a guitar, and a mic. So that'll be fun. And also, Guitar Hero, it's a little easier in some respects when you're already a guitarist, but not necessarily in others. I had an easier time with the hammer-ons and pull-offs, but...
Have you had your first menstruation? Seriously.
Last?
Seriously.
Have you had your first menstruation yet?
Yeah, I'm 22. I just have a high-pitched voice.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make
Are you a man or a woman?
Oh, I'm a woman.
Okay,
all right. Yeah. Well, you're a woman. It's okay to have a high-pitched voice.
I know this is a dated reference, but bear with me. I'm picturing on the phone. Do you remember Mackenzie Phillips in the movie American Graffiti?
Yes.
When she gets in that greaser's car and she will not get out of his car.
Got the white T-shirt on.
And the pigtails.
Yes.
Flat as a board, easy to screw.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, young man, woman?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, help us out here.
Come on, please.
Please.
Come on.
Ooh, I'm not sure. I put up one of my pictures on the... you know, the celebrity matchup, and it'll show which picture your picture most resembles.
Yeah, you come
and
up?
I got Falco.
Falco? You mean the guy that sang Rock Me Amadeus?
Yeah.
Are you a little goth? Do you have black hair, jet black hair?
Absolutely not.
I'm guessing you're painfully thin.
No.
Huh. You're not thin?
No. I wish.
Are you heavy? You're not heavy, are you?
No, I'm overweight, but
oh, you're overweight.
Right.
Okay,
I just have a big butt.
All right, baby, nothing wrong with that.
No. Not a bit.
No.
Would you like a bottom buddy?
I'm right.
You're okay. You don't need the bottom buddy just yet?
No, I'm good. I appreciate the offer.
All right, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Just want to throw it out there for anyone in need. From Living XL Large, whatever that website was.
You know, we really should get some to give away. Really, just get some. But give them away legitimately.
Bottom buddies.
To really big people.
People who really need them.
Like that guy on House.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, one last night, that repeat?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. was on 60 Minutes a year or two ago, and he was in his, you know, his $3 million double wide up in North Carolina or wherever. And he was playing one of the video games, and they showed him playing it, and he said, yeah, if I haven't been to a track before, this is a really good learning thing for me.
Wow. Mine and Teresa's relationship has always been very black and white, very strict, and, in your face. And it is what it is. It's not necessarily... it ain't a bed of roses.
Whatnot?
It didn't even have a whatnot in it.
Whatnot. I play video games and whatnot.
And whatnot.
I like my whatnot.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, Don. I just want to tell you, I'm a professional dance instructor, and I find Dance Dance Revolution is completely useless.
Thanks. A professional dance instructor.
Thank you, my friend.
We're number one in professional dance instructors.
It's a good tip.
We sure are.
Yeah. They love us down at Arthur Murray. Is that still the dance studio?
Yeah.
Is that still the big one?
There is one, and I've seen in local papers where they have ads now. You know, I guess they, you know. And some of the, some of the dances, I think they are still putting, like, the Macarena.
Yeah.
If you want to learn, like, the dances were Electric Slide. Uh-huh. Macarena.
Well, a few years back, two or three years ago,
the hustle.
Swing dancing was very popular.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of, restaurants would have swing night, and you'd have a big band in there. And
yeah,
they'd dance to it.
Buzz, you're all about that. Am I right?
I like the swing.
Am I right?
He's wild. Is he wild? Is he
wild?
Wild.
Arthur Murray, Fred Astaire, both still in business.
The Tom Bergeron show was a big shot in the arm for ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing has come back because of that show.
Dancing with the Tards. All right. Thank you, Robbie. Just was waiting to see if he would walk away.
He did.
From the microphone.
He did walk away, Don.
That's good. You know, we got to get him some good boy treats.
Some good boy treats? What do you mean?
Like a bottom buddy?
When he does something like walk away from the microphone.
Give him a biscuit?
Like give him a piece of saltwater taffy or something.
Give him something he'd like, though. A cookie.
I don't want that.
What is the treat? If there was a small treat that you would like.
A suppository.
Roll of quarters.
Cookie.
No, seriously, a food treat. What would it be? Like if you did something that, like you come up to the microphone and Don doesn't discipline you.
We could toss.
And you, like Don approves of what you said or I approve of what you said. We can toss you, what would be a Skittle?
No, I would think maybe an
M&M. An
M&M? But I don't want a treat because, you know, it's the other side of treat.
Is discipline.
Exactly. I don't want that.
Right.
All right, well, you know, don't pee on the carpet, though.
Well, rub your nose on the microphone. If you do something bad, it'd be Rob. Bad. Roll bad, Rob. Roll
anyway, you know, you would have an M&M right now being thrown at you. They're very good. They're good.
One
discipline.
M&M.
And you know what?
Yeah, one M&M. One. From him, not from me.
Why?
If you get tired of it, you throw it really hard. And it
would hurt. Put out an eye. It would hurt. It would hurt.
How you hurt me.
Don't hurt me, Joe Besser.
Stop hurting me. We're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, hold on. Bear with me. From 1933, Bing Crosby enjoys absinthe.
Ooh.
Are you listening, Buzz?
I'm listening.
Oh, Billy, I feel terrible. I wish I had never left Paris. What did we drink last night?
Oh, you mean that green stuff? What do you call it? Oh, absinthe. Oh, but I like it. Yes, sir. I like everything French.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know I detest the radio.
If I turn that off immediately.
Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How about that? Rob?
I cut my ear off after I did that.
You will need a moment to get the stuff ready.
Oh, yeah.
Push the buttons.
Blue.
And
while you're doing that.
Ooh, hello.
Hello, test.
Hello.
You're on.
I like to, he's doing something to the microphone.
It's 1 second.
What?
Ready to go.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, just give me a moment to say hi to my gal, who's out of town on business, but fortunately for me, in one of the 25 great American cities where our show is heard.
Hey,
is it
great.
Monkey business?
Purely monkey business, Mike. Purely monkey business.
Purely monkey business.
So anyway, imagine my surprise. Yeah. I forget that we are still on at least, what are you on, like 25 stations?
I think 25 cities, yeah.
Yeah.
Across the fruited plain.
I've just
been there for quite some time in a lot of these cities, too.
Yeah, some of them I really didn't know. I really,
what would be a city you don't know where we broadcast?
Well, they come and they go. Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Who knew that we were still on in Portland, Oregon?
I didn't know we were still on in Portland, Oregon.
I thought we had been canceled. All I know is,
I think we've been and come back.
Jan called me and said, hey, I listened to your show. It's on like 2 hours later, but, I heard it on the radio.
Isn't that wonderful? You can go all the way across the great nation and find us in parts of it. And some parts we've been really, I'll say it, institutionalized, like certain parts of the big state on the left coast.
Yeah. The big city.
Mm-hmm.
The big city that smells like pee because of asparagus.
We've hopped around in Buzz's hometown, but I believe we've been on there fairly consistently.
Since the beginning.
Consistently,
they've been wonderful.
And my good friends up in Portland, Maine, we've been on there forever.
Yeah, well, anyway, I forgot that we're on in Portland, Oregon, so... Mm-hmm. So high up there. High
and everywhere else, I have no idea.
That list changes all the time. Okay, go ahead, do it. If we're set up, you go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, we are going to have to tweak it a little bit. Every little breeze.
What do we need?
To whisper Louise.
Let me see if I have our theme. It's time to bring back Tobacco Road. Hello, Joe. Hi, Nick. It's time for Tobacco Road. I'm Joe Camel. And I'm nicotine. Do not let the fact that we have had our voice boxes taken away stop you from the pure enjoyment of a non-filtered cigarette. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to enjoy all tobacco products. Dip, skull,
pipe tobacco, anything that gives you that satisfaction. Today on the show, we're going to go back in time, a trip down memory lane, some of our favorite songs from the past. There's nothing like enjoying music while lighting up a cigarette. What is that sound? There's a chipmunk in the studio. I enjoy putting the cigarette directly in my blowhole. You still enjoy the sensation even without the taste. You know who my hero is? Who? The guy on My Name Is Earl. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He's the one that has his voice marks removed like we do. You know who's a pretender?
Who?
Who? Stephen B. Hawking. Yes. He types on a keyboard and voice sounds come out. We smoked ourselves, so we would sound like this. Even though we have had severe health issues, we still encourage the enjoyment of fine tobacco products. What, Rob?
Did your doctors warn you that this could happen?
Never. No. Really? They said smoke early, smoke often. Oh. I remember the first tobacco commercial I heard. It was I Love Lucy and Desi. And they told me that the cigarette that I was going to smoke was smooth and easy on the throat. Now on this edition of Tobacco Road, what do we have this time, Nicotine? Joe Camel here. Oh, I'm sorry, you are Joe Camel. I'm Nicotine. I lost my place. Unfortunately, part of my disease has gone to the brain. I will now light a cigar in my blowhole. Let's listen, shall we?
I don't know.
That is a weird sound. Almost sounds as if I am straining at stool. Wow.
Lighting up again.
How's that, Joe? So nicotine-y, I could almost achieve if I was not dead below the waist. That's fantastic. And remember, when you smoke through your blowhole, the nicotine gets into your bloodstream faster.
Really?
You're asking yourself, hey, Joe, hey, Nick, what's the point of two men doing a show when they don't have vocal cords because of smoking? The reason is to say once and for all, smoking doesn't kill people. All kinds of other things kill people. Amen to that. That is our motto. You know, the doctors have told me that I'll be able to resume my tobacco chewing habit as soon as the scar heals from where part of my jaw was removed. I can't wait to enjoy the pleasure of skull bandits. I put 8 of them together and put them between my cheek and gum. Would you like to come and scrape some of the film off my yellow teeth? Oh, nothing would give me greater pleasure. Yellow teeth. We should point out that both Joe and me, Nick O'Teen, we have yellow teeth, yellow lips, yellow around our eyes, and yellow fingers. We are stopped by TSA, and they say, are you from the Orient?
Really?
Because we are so yellow, very yellow. My primary care physician says my lungs look like black leather, dark and lifeless. when I loogie, it looks like they are repaving the road.
Asphalting?
Yes, unfortunately, our lungs are covered with a coating of black tar. Mm-hmm. But we are here to tell you that we do not hold the cigarette companies guilty of this. Wouldn't you like to be like us and be able to repair a tire just by coughing some phlegm into your hand and putting it over the hole? I still call it the Winston Cup. Of course you do.
Of course.
I get winded from breathing.
I'm not surprised.
Which is ironic if you think about it. You should be able to get more air through your blowhole, you would think, wouldn't you, Nick? It's a shame. All of us now, at least my partner and I, eat all of our food from a tube. If you've not had steak and potatoes in a blender, you do not know what you're missing. I would gladly give all of my teeth, which I have, for the opportunity to smoke out of my blowhole. I told my doctor when I went blind in my right eye that I would gladly be blind in my left eye if I could continue to smoke. Prior to me going into the pool, I must tape my blowhole. And, of course, after you swim, or should I say float, it's time for one of your no-filter cigarettes. Because, as you know, I am impotent and have no feeling below my belly button.
Wow.
I have a present for you. It is a cigarette holder that fits snugly into your blowhole.
Nice.
You are a good friend, Nicotine. Thank you, Joe Camel. And now on this edition of Tobacco Road, let's take a moment to enjoy some of our favorite songs as we get into the classic rock portion of our show. Excuse me. Yes, Nicotine, I just farted. Can you smell the menthol?
Didn't know that happened.
That is that squirrel again. There's a squirrel in the studio. Your farts smell like a Virginia Slim. That's correct. I don't understand. Because when I am smoking, I smoke Salem. Salem Extra Tar. I go to the bathroom in a bag.
Oh, dear. A mess.
It's convenient. They said it's smoking. I said, what does smoking have to do with going to the bathroom in a bag? Now give me an effing cigarette. I gained a pound last week. I now weigh 67 pounds.
Good for you.
But I still have to be careful not to bump my arms against the wall.
Why?
For fear of my paper-thin skin tearing like a little piece of stationery. Do you have brittle bones? Oh, if I sit down in a chair too hard, I will break my femur. Oh, look at the clock on the wall. I think I will light up a cigarette myself. Time for a smoking break. Smoke them if you've got them on the Tobacco Road Show. All I eat is smoked meat. Oh, that's good, brother. Man, that's tobacco satisfaction. Carolyn, stay away from the light. There's evil in this house. Let's drop a nickel in the tobacco jukebox and see what we have. Let's rock. Smoking song.
To a goalie, it's a save, save, save to a surfer. It's a wave, wave, wave to the curler.
And
it's a regiment to a smoker.
love that song. That is one of my favorites. Want to hear another one?
Please.
Yes, please. This rock music kicks. Oh, no. Please. Someone get it. Someone get a Q-tip.
Oh,
he's joking.
Clear that hole.
Clear the blowhole.
Oh, it's
there it is. Look at the glass from the studio. Look at that. It looks like some licorice gum.
We're going to need towels.
Can you breathe, my friend? It will kick ass.
Poor Joe.
Let's rock. I hope you feel better. This is a good jam.
Sailing out of the country, but you can't
take the country out of Salem. It's good to sing along with. I enjoy that.
You can't take the country
out of Salem. This is good music on the Tobacco Road Show. That brings orange tears to my eyes. Sure, we're having fun. But fun comes with a price. Oh, no. And I'm not going to lecture you about the evils of smoking. The price I'm speaking about is a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Cigarettes.
That's your fella?
It is, silly.
Yeah, yeah.
Come along,
Willie. What have you got in those frosty cigarettes?
How about these?
Thank you.
I want the most feminine cigarette you have.
Yeah, and let me have some scented cigarettes in a sandalwood bar.
I'm out of sandalwood.
Say,
do you have some square cigarettes in a round box? Or is it the other way around?
In this fancy, frilly, you gotta have a gimmick world. There's one cigarette that doesn't go along.
Camel filters, please.
We're not about to hide our kind of easy taste behind some gimmick.
Damn straight. Amen.
Camel filters. They're not for everybody.
No.
But then, they don't try to be.
I love them. Why have they taken all the wonderful radio cigarette ads away? Each of them a piece of art in their own way. Oh no, I just lost another nail. Let's rock, Winston. Like a cigarette should. Winston, they good like a cigarette should.
Winston gives you real flavorful, rich tobacco.
Those were the days, my friend. Daddy, 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 do.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
What's the guy got to do to get his bag changed around here, for Christ's sake? Oh, no. You need another change for your bag? Oh, look at the mess you made.
I had to ditch your ashtray first. That was overflowing.
I love cigarettes more than I love life itself. Signed, Joe Camel. I bet I like cigarettes more than you. I actually take the used filters and make tea.
Oh.
Nicotine tea. I can trump you. Go. 1 year ago, the doctor gave me 6 months to live, and here you are, smoking and... loving life. Oh, look. I made tobacco ice cream. Ooh, delicious. Do you know that I make my own Salem Reds? You've heard of Marlboro Reds, right? I have heard of them. Well, my Salem filter cigarettes are all white, but when I smoke them, I get blood on them. From my mouth and lungs. And I call them my Salem Reds. Why do they say that coughing blood is a bad thing? I believe it loosens up your sinuses. What with my many health problems, from my blowhole to my colostomy bag, I have no problem with grass, mold, or tree pollen. You have a blowhole, but I have no use of my right eye. It's glazed over like a glazed donut. You are legally blind, but not so blind that you cannot see. Cigarettes are wonderful. Absolutely, I enjoy this. Would you like some skull for your hole? Well, the clock on the wall says Dr. Death is leaving his calling card. Boy, we are defying the odds each and every day to bring you Tobacco Road. Brought to you today by Kent Cigarettes. Kent. Just Salem. Like my mommy and daddy used to smoke. Salem, Winston, and of course, the motherlode, Marlboro Red. And of course, the 100th caller after the controversial Eat My Shorts. J. Edward Coop, or whatever your name is, former surgeon. E. Everett Cool, former surgeon general. We better wrap it up. It's almost time for my dialysis. Thank God, one half a kidney left and going strong. Ooh, if it's Wednesday, it must be radiation day. Would you like to go together so we can both get our radiation treatment? Let's smoke while we're getting our radiation. We got mad at the radiologist for not allowing us to light up during our treatment.
Sure.
And what's life worth living without a cigarette? I'd rather fight than switch, bitch. I said, I gave blood on Tuesday. Look, I coughed in the lobby. I gave blood, you bitch. I think that you love that towel you have that is attached to the necklace under your chin.
Not pretty.
You have them in a bunch of designer colors. I call it a towel. They call it a bib. Oh, dear.
So, Camel, are you all right?
I am fine.
Oh, good.
I am fine, boss. Two nights ago, I coughed up cat food. But it wasn't cat food.
No.
It was pieces of me.
I know.
Have another cigarette, please. Who has taken my catheter? This is serious
it
business.
Is.
Sometimes I use my plastic plates as ashtrays. You know what goes good with chemotherapy?
What?
Cigarettes. Absolutely. It makes you forget the nausea when you are enjoying the flavor of a cigarette. Incidentally, here's smoker tip number 523.
Yes?
When you light the wrong end, don't throw it away.
No.
Just smoke the filter off until you get to the tobacco. Here's a tip from me, Joe Camel. After a night of heavy partying, the next morning, do as I do. Why empty the ashtray? What? Simply get some milk, and you have the most delicious cigarette butt cereal.
Oh, Joe, no.
So good. Ooh, there's nothing like the taste of a cigarette. Better than food. And what's all this talk that cigarettes are bad for you? We disagree. Look at us. My nose is bleeding. I think it's time for us to give everyone our ages, because everyone always thinks that we're old.
Yeah. You're not?
I'm 27. And I'm 22.
Oh, that's tragic.
The 90s rock, dude. Boy, oh boy. I haven't gone this long without a cigarette. Time for another Salem. I'm thirsty. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
How about a big glass of bong water? Ooh, there's nothing quite like it. That tastes good right now. Do you know, I heard the silliest person the other day. They had a party and were cleaning up afterwards and took a drink out of a can.
Yeah. Oh.
And they said they almost threw up because people had put their cigarettes into the beer. That is a delicacy, you third world backwards idiot. That is a nicotine cocktail. Mm. Drink it down all around. I wish Bethany McBride would suck on my blowhole like she used to. Nothing cleaned it out better. She always said, time to clean Joe. You know, I hate to wait a whole year for our favorite holiday. What is it? Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
What a shame.
Early in the spring.
Mm. Well, the clock on the wall says... one more minute off of our lives. As once again we continue to beat the odds. Amen, brother.
Like father, like son.
Oh, my favorite. Yes, and now he's looking at his father.
Like son.
Smoking. Good
think
boy.
About it.
I don't have to think about
think
my
about
fist
it.
Going into your face. Remember, buy the carton, don't buy the back. It's cheaper. All right, tools, rock on, you only rock once. Stay tuned for Phil Morris. Philip Morris is coming up with all your favorite hits. Until then... we had a great time. Hello?
Quite a time we had.
I can't see you.
Oh, no.
My eyes are filling with blood. Oh, your eyes are the color of skim milk. You've lost your eyesight, too. Quickly, get me a cigarette. I can't hear.
Oh, no.
I can't hear. Your ear has fallen off. Oh, no. My nipples. My nipples.
Hell, at this point.
Look at them. What is that goo? Oh, my. My bag has fallen on the floor. Uh-huh. We are falling apart even before the end of the show. Call 100. Get school right now. Good luck. And remember, cigarettes don't kill. Everything else does. Amen. And F. organic food. This is Joe Mama Camel and Nick O'Teen. Until next time, smoke them if you've got them. And God bless you. We will be seeing you soon, God. It's our theme song. We sing our song. Did you say we'll be seeing God soon? Absolutely. Did you hear Buzz does not believe in God? Ooh! Let's get it, boys.
Oh, no.
We don't believe in God. Oh, we're going to rub our disease all over you then.
No, please. Don't.
How are those faggot now cigarettes you smoke, Burbank?
Menthol frosty as ever.
Menthol frosty. Ooh. I'm feeling lightheaded. There is only one thing that could make this just a little more annoying for our listeners.
What would that be?
Taking calls?
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Who's this?
Hello. I hung up on him. Good. That would be Theodios. His mother smoked while she was pregnant.
You be the judge.
She chewed tobacco while she was pregnant. vote for Obama. He is a smoker. Amen, brother. See you on the other side, losers. Pause! This.
Whenever women do those surveys, like what they're looking for in a man, what do they always put down? Sense of humor, right? You're right? They're always looking for a guy with a sense of humor. The problem is if you're too funny, then it's not sexy anymore. Then you're just a cool guy to have around, you know. Then before you know it, your ass is a friend. Oh, and I know about being a friend, okay? I got a bunch of friends in here tonight, so I'm just a friend king, man. Just friends all over the place, you know. And women, they give you the wave. You ever get the wave? Just, oh, we're just friends. Oh, I just want to be your friend. You know, that wave means, oh, you don't get none. No, you don't get none. I'll just tell you about it. That's all. Gets old. Having a woman is just a friend. That's like having $19 in the bank and looking at your ATM card.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, he is right about that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know what Billy Preston always said?
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Isn't that right, Paris?
Everybody can suck it.
Yeah. What glorious goo.
Living in a scratch and dent world. Don and Mike.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
That's so gay.
That's using the old noodle.
Right. What not? You know,
what not? I was reading about Paris Hilton, and for the very, very first time, I got a little perspective on what it must be like to be her when I read that one of the other inmates had ripped a page out of a magazine and folded it into an origami butterfly and slipped it inside herself.
Make her feel better.
Even though that's to make her feel better. Tell me that wouldn't creep you out.
Are you finally feeling bad for Paris Hilton?
No, just understanding what it is for somebody to be in the Hooskop for the very first time and just all of a sudden I get to see her looking at this thing. Oh, how nice.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to tell Don and Mike that they sounded like people from Aqua Teen. It's really a dumb comment.
Aqua Teen,
okay,
what's Aqua Teen?
That's a cartoon on Adult Swim.
Yeah, well, you're quite right.
First of all, you're quite right. You are talking to us, darling.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How are you doing, receptacle?
How am I? Excellent. How are you doing?
So did you enjoy Tobacco Road?
Oh, it's phenomenal. It makes me want to take up smoking right now. I'm on the way to the store.
So, right. So you're calling to say it sounded like a cartoon that you enjoyed, but you actually liked the segment.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, but it just made me think of
Aqua Teen. No, wait. That's
just,
now.
It was just pretty funny.
Just pretty funny. You didn't like it, did you?
It was all right. Not my favorite, but not the worst.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm just being honest. You know.
Don't do that.
That's what I would say if I had to have mouth sex with you.
And it was horrible, and you said, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, it was stale.
It was terrible. I want you to call us if you're just being honest.
Get out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was wonderful.
We have enough dumbasses that give us a hard time, lady. Please.
Yeah, please. Don't ever call again.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Go away.
For goodness sake.
Always faking. We're very fragile. Don't you know how fragile we are?
We'll see you in Toledo.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're not sorry.
Not really.
Because you punctuated your sorry with a chuckle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
And as is the tradition on the Don and Mike Show, ass begats ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Excuse me, Rob has just written me this bulletin note.
Yes.
Billy Preston, who we just played coming back from the break, died 1 year ago today.
Really? I knew he was dead. I didn't know it was a year ago today.
He died on 666. Satan took him.
Satan took
Hey,
Billy Preston.
Hello. Hey. See how close I was?
Yeah, but you didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it.
Were you going to give him a treat?
No.
No, he wasn't going to give him a treat.
Not talking to you, sir, but now you can talk. What can we do for you?
I had a follow-up with Billy Preston, besides the fact that it was his birthday. Didn't he, like, go out in flames or something? Didn't he, like, set himself on fire doing coke or something like that?
No, he did get in a couple auto accidents towards the end.
Richard Pryor's the only guy that I think set himself on fire. Billy Preston went to the joint. He went to jail.
Wasn't he like on meth or something cocaine or whatever it is?
He had drug problems.
He died on his way to the orthodontist.
God. See, now that, there you go. Now I throw you a treat.
Thank you.
I throw you a treat because he's got
this fish gap in his teeth.
My God. Yeah. Billy Preston really should have had braces back around the time he hit it big when he was the fifth Beatle.
Oh, you know,
I don't think it's good to speak ill of the dead, especially when his sister Kelly is still alive. Thank you. She also has big teeth.
No resemblance.
None whatsoever.
Is that John Travolta's wife?
Yes.
She is. I swear to God, she's hot as Vinnie Barbarino balls.
She is indeed.
Have you seen those ads she does for the makeup thing where she says, I've not had anything done, and I look at her and I go, I believe you've not had anything done to your face, but I'd like to do something to your face.
Oh.
She is so beautiful.
Yeah, she gets her looks from her father, and I'm going to get the crickets now.
Robert.
The music man.
Yeah, I'm ahead of you.
Robert Preston.
Hello.
But he had beautiful
teeth. Hello.
What's up?
Not a whole lot. What's up with you?
Well, you called us.
I feel now like I'm talking to some solicitor on the telephone. This is really not a good time for me. I'm just sitting down having conversation with my family. Can you call later?
Well, sure. If you'd like me to call later, I'm not a telemarketer, but...
Oh, my mistake.
Oh, you're not a telemarketer?
Really? No, this is all free.
Oh, then for God's sakes, continue.
Please. What's up?
You know. Well, I was trying to send you some cigars, but I was told that you were very picky.
I am. I'm a complete cigar snob.
A cigar snob, okay.
Yeah, I don't like dog rockets.
Hard to please. What do you got? What cigars were you thinking about sending along?
Well, I had some, I thought, are really good hand-rolled cigars that I got in Puerto Rico.
You smoke that, you probably get E. coli.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
My God, please.
Hi, I have something that I don't want, but I'll be sending along to you.
I got some hand-rolled cigars in Puerto Rico.
They're very good. I read a...
Great, that's fantastic.
Did you read the article in Cigar Aficionado? Puerto Rico's ass-rolled cigars are actually some of the best now in the world.
Little Klingons all over them.
They are fantastic.
Little scaby bugs.
The tobacco is quality. The wrapper is quality. And, of course, the workmanship is ass roll.
Hello there.
Smooth and oaky.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
I had to pull off the side of the road. That was the greatest bit ever. I want to go home and chain smoke all the Monte Cristos in my humidor, drink vanilla Coke and vanilla vodka. It was... The best bit ever. I'm going to get some red man.
All right, now it's over the top. Okay, now you're patronizing us.
Hey, did you ever find the
bag? Oh, he melted down the bag right in the middle of that. He must have enjoyed a fabulous Puerto Rican ass rolled cigar.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Puerto Rico, and don't get me going on Puerto Rico.
Oh,
all the benefits of being a state without paying taxes. Kiss my big American ass, Puerto
Didn't we spend some time in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, we... Oh, yes, we
Didn't
did.
Didn't we go there?
We went there on a vacation with your first wife.
Way back when?
Don't you remember that that's where we had to walk? You and I were so mad.
Didn't we stay at a crappy place and next door was like the greatest place
the
of greatest
rip.
Places?
And don't you remember you and I having a fit because...
Hotel San Juan, am I right about that?
You are correct.
All right.
I remember...
That was the good place. We didn't stay there.
I remember you and I both, this is like 20-some years ago, getting really mad at our wives because they wanted to walk up what appeared to be like a cobblestone street.
Right.
And it was the point that you and I both reached in unison, said, you know, this whole place sucks.
Oh, that's when we were like downtown.
Yes.
And we were there. It was a tourist place, like some castle or something like that.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go up like 400 million feet to get to the top, and we were fat and lazy.
And it was one of the first times that we both stood up together to our wives.
We discovered that we had a mutual disdain for like that kind of touristy activity.
Because you know how they were. They were like, oh, my God, look at this. It's like an old Spanish place. Look, it's cobblestone, and we can walk all the way. It's like 1,000 degrees. Smelled like armpit.
We wanted to get back and gamble.
I believe that's what we wanted to do.
The air conditioning.
Yes. And then we were at a place where it was not a bad place. It was a resort hotel, but
it was a flop house compared to the palace that we were next door to.
We went next door, and it was like the haves and haves nots as we walked into this lobby, and I'm like, oh my God, this is right next to us.
And it wasn't like some radio station sponsored thing. We went there on our own as a vacation.
A little weekend junket.
Yeah.
A long weekend.
Like a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
We got our wives and thought it would be good to fly down there.
it was not the best vacation we've ever had. Uh-huh. We ended up having a really good time.
You and I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Our wives didn't.
No,
you and
didn't
I did
enjoy
though.
It.
We had a great weekend.
We didn't do any of the couples things that they wanted to do. Yes. Yes.
All that crap.
God.
Go do it with yourselves.
Yeah, that's right. It was you and your wife, Frida, and the name escapes me who I was with, but it was my first wife.
The plaintiff. Yeah.
The plaintiff.
Plaintiff number one.
Plaintiff number one. What? Sunnier days.
Don and Mike, hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if you'd heard about the Disney video game that's very similar to the real thing. It's called Baby Joe Goes Toilet Into It.
Hold on. Is there really a video game that teaches kids how to toilet train themselves, or are you just trying to be funny?
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay. That's funny. That actually made me laugh. The joke itself didn't, but I actually don't want to answer that.
He's referring to that caller a couple weeks ago that had that great expression, I went bathroom into that.
Oh, right.
And he didn't even get that right.
That's so wrong on so many levels, especially the Prime Directive that he's bringing something up on the show that was 2 weeks ago.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, a throwaway 2 weeks ago. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Hi, lady.
Hi, honey.
Hi. We said hello. What can we do for you?
What about the vagina?
Hello?
She's gone, Mike.
Hmm.
Like that, she's gone.
It's a pretender, maybe.
We were getting some CB interference there. It sounded like you said bitch.
No, I had a little tickle. I had a little bitch.
Oh, hold on. I got a message from her.
Oh, dear.
From AT&T. Ass.
Oh, dear.
Quiet.
Don't push.
Quiet. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
It's almost dollop time.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost.
You know, one of these days.
Ass, telegraph, and what does AT&T say for?
Ass, telephone, and telegraph.
Ass, telegraph, and telephone.
Reminds me again, it's time for a nice, smooth-ass rolled Puerto Rican cigar.
Judging from your body language, we almost took an early commercial break.
Sorry about that. You ever get that feeling that you've got, like, a giant fart?
Mm-hmm.
I was sure it was one that would just blow your socks off.
Yes.
And all that came out, in essence, was a little air bubble.
Well, I believe everybody's had that problem in their lives at one time or another. I think men and women, you know, when you think it's air and it's solid.
All I know is that with this colitis, when it flares up, there's no gambling like that in Las Vegas.
Not a gamble. You know what's going to happen.
That's when they call you Big Red.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Frank the Bodyguard. I've got some...
Oh, nickname. Oh, nickname. Sorry, Frank the Bodyguard.
Hold on. Here it is.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Come back.
Oh.
I told you it was worth it.
I told you it was worth it.
Worth every second. Don't you want to get back over there?
No, you don't even need to turn the mic on.
All right.
Fun, big fun.
Right.
Big fun there, boy.
Came up black.
Thoughts are smelly, right?
I'm curious. I'm going to rub my eyes.
Everybody's seen that thing on YouTube by now with Larry King in between segments on his show.
Being catty.
Where he's rubbing his eyes like a pendulum, the 3-year-old.
Like right. 5 minutes.
And then they come over and they say to him in his ear, or a guy says to him, listen, after they get done here, you're going to get some time, and then we're going to throw it to Anderson Cooper.
Or Anderson Cooper's going to throw it to him.
Right. And Larry King ends up saying, how come I don't get as much time?
In a roundabout way, find out if he's getting...
It doesn't really translate, though, audio-wise.
But it's definitely him, you know, saying he gets more time than me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, that boys? Guess what?
What?
I know the ending to The Sopranos. it's gonna cost you the $100 you owe me.
All right, go ahead.
This
what
guy.
Is it?
No, all right, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right, well, Paulie's getting ready to. He wants to. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, here's the.
I like the way you strung that out to the last possible second.
Here's the thing,
Dave. The next segment's gonna be that long.
Okay.
This is off air.
Right.
Okay, so this
right.
is the camera is rolling, but it's not on the air.
He's right. The next segment's going to be that long.
Okay.
Wait, that's not the one I saw. The one I saw was cleaned up.
That's the one where he rubs his... He's wearing a blue shirt.
Yeah, but they, the one I eyes. Saw today was cleaned up. You didn't have all that overspeak.
Excuse me.
It's just in. Oh. Just barely.
You know what that was, Mike?
What's that?
What do you call that when they say, when you make a catch in the outfield and it looks like a...
That was a snow cone?
A snow cone.
Oh, God, you got a brown cone. Oh, dear. Oh,
Don,
my.
Don will rejoin us shortly. He's left the room for a moment. He's checking on something, I think.
He's checking on, it might be Dollop Central.
He'll be back soon.
He'll be in briefly. What I was going to say, Rob, about that tape is that the tape that I heard was complete, speaking of cleaning up, was cleaned up. There was a guy talking in the background, but when Larry was talking about Anderson Cooper, it was completely clear. You didn't have any of the interference, and he was talking about the fact that how come... His segment is longer than mine.
We need to find that clip then, because obviously someone went and cleaned it up.
It's about audio quality, I think. When you hear it on the internet, you don't hear the voices, all the voices, as well as you hear them here in this recording.
Sure.
A computer speaker doesn't replicate it as well. I remember hearing the voices.
Hey, look who's back in the studio. Are we all cleaned up?
Oh, yeah.
Good time to discover we have no toilet paper.
Or
paper towels. Are we out of both? You know, you
can't wash it your hands.
Jesus Christ! We don't have any toilet paper at all in the whole building.
No, we don't.
There was.
What's that?
You have a USA Today.
There was just enough toilet paper on the roll.
Uh-huh.
Don't need it, Mike.
Okay.
By the way, put her there.
No, thank
Shake.
You.
Come on, shake.
No, I will not shake your hand.
You know what? And to make it a deal,
yeah.
Let's.
Spit shake.
Spit shake.
There we go.
You won't do
that
it.
That was a good handshake, wasn't it?
You won't do it.
Don't rub your eyes.
Because I, you know, if I rub my eyes, it'll get pink.
Pink. Oh, that's another great part of Knocked Up. I don't want to keep giving that movie away.
Oh, don't, because I like pink eyes.
You know what else I thought? That I'm not ruining it for you. Ryan Seacrest is one of the first.
He does a cameo?
2 minutes. And it is magnificently done. Because it is Ryan Seacrest dropping the F-bomb, and just because he's been portrayed as this
clean,
all-American,
right,
good-looking guy, it almost has that funny shock value.
Oh, good, okay.
Oh, my God.
God, that's ruining it, though,
Gotta
for
go
me.
See it
I want to see that now.
He had just enough toilet paper in there. What was the celebrity who said one square?
Yes, that's Sheryl Crow.
That's right. There, when I walked in there... And pull here, get ready for an exciting picture. I walked in there and pulled my pants down.
Right.
And I look and I see the brown cardboard on the toilet paper roll.
Thank right. God.
And I lean over and I see there is exactly one square and only one ply of one square.
So we have none in the building.
No, but the good news is it was all air on my part.
Well, congratulations.
All air.
You just thought you had to...
I really thought that I had a moment.
...to tend to yourself. Well, we might as well take care of that. You know, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 people, grown men in a facility.
Men.
We got it. What do we do? Do we buy, what do we buy? Like 3 rolls at a time? Is that what we get? Who's responsible for it? Nobody is. That's the problem. A couple of times I brought in giant packages of paper towels and toilet paper, but after 2 or 3 times...
Well, I know we're on our own over here, but we came from a studio where...
Doesn't the cleaning guy fill it?
Not anymore. Not since I started buying paper goods, no.
Well, he comes by tomorrow, so we'll see how we do. I'll get some.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Hold on a second.
Oh, be careful.
No, don't worry.
Oh.
Hump day, baby.
Baby! That is nasty. That is nasty McNasty face.
I'll bring in some Kirkland product tomorrow.
Stinky McStink face!
Kirkland's all I use. That's what we use in the O'Mara household. 100% Kirkland.
You don't use plastic?
No, not plastic. Yes, thanks, ass. Blue plastic.
Remember the good old days when those farts used to be sponsored?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
During the dot-com boom.
In a long ago time, far, far away.
And an ice cream.
In a land long ago, far, far
away.
That's
right. Not only sponsored by a cigar.com place, but sponsored by an ice cream place.
Well, then we'll have to make up our sponsors. That last one, sponsored by Ann Curry. Thank you. That pleased
Thank
him.
You.
Yes, it pleased him greatly.
And then you have the line.
Do you run to the commercial, to the kitchen, rather, when the commercials come on, or do you zip right past them or to your TiVo? I'm sorry, I didn't say that quite well. Well, what I'm trying to say is...
What?
Because they've been working her to death this week. Give Ann Curry all 700 interviews.
Hope that works.
It's Curry. My lady's so delicate, such hello. A delicate flower, with so little sleep.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there, honey.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Well, I just got my bottle of absinthe in the mail, and I wanted to know if you had any warnings for me.
Drink it fast.
Here's a warning. Beware of having a fabulous time.
That's right.
Drink it fast, honey.
Stand
upside down on your head and do shots like that with a beer bong.
And eat about 11 Reese's peanut butter cups when you're doing it.
The only thing you need to keep in mind, make sure you drink enough.
Yeah, that's very important. Very, very important.
Too little is dangerous. Shave all your body hair before you start drinking.
And if you have any small animals around, cats or dogs, cover your body, your special parts of your body with peanut butter. Before you get wasted.
Right.
So the dogs can enjoy themselves when you pass out.
I'm not into dogs. They
That's what you say now. You have some of that absinthe, and you're going to be very into dogs.
It's not really about you, hon. It's about your dog.
I wasn't going to invite my dog.
Well, do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog?
Hold on, I got a message coming in for you.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Nice.
Oh, thank my.
You. Thank you.
Oh, you know what that said?
I love you.
Very nice.
I love you.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a mix of pit bull and lab.
Oh, pit bull. You need extra chunky peanut butter.
Give him some.
I think we might have just had a sample of extra chunky peanut butter, as a matter of fact.
We had a sample of pit bull.
Pit bull.
What did you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch?
No, we're talking to Don. Don's the one making the sound.
Exactly. It's, you know what it is? It is simply air in my stomach. I didn't have anything to eat today.
That's what it
my
is.
Girlfriend's not here, so...
We no have food. No can eat.
You must
eat. Stomach empty.
Don, you must force yourself.
You're incapable of feeding yourself without that woman around? My God, man.
Yes, man who eats food in bed.
Made by woman.
Made by woman.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
All right. We got to hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk about things including, have you seen, Tracy, the video of the Pope?
No.
He's in his Pope Mobile,
right. Yeah,
and he doesn't have the Pope Mobile that's got like the Easter egg cover on it,
right?
And some psycho jumps out of the crowd, mm-hmm. and the Secret Service, the Vatican Secret Service, gets him, but the Pope does not even turn around and notice that the guy has jumped onto his Pope Mobile while he's making an appearance somewhere.
How close does he get to the Pope?
I would say within 5 feet of him.
Wow. Yeah, the top's down, but the Pope keeps waving and never looks back. That's good Secret Service.
And I love the fact that they still call it the Pope Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pope Mobile.
They do.
It's a wonderful little, they have a Pope ride.
My God, I'm a tomato.
Well, that's Adam West Batman.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
That's the guy that jumped onto the Pope Mobile.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man. I mean, see, they can have cars that end in mobile. Mm-hmm. You know, Batmobiles,
right.
Spider-Mobile,
mm-hmm.
Pope-Mobile.
Pope-Mobile, made famous because right after the Pope, Pope John Paul II got
JP
shot?
Too, right.
And that's when they created the Pope. Well, wait, wasn't he shot when he was riding in the Pope Mobile?
Yes, but he was shining. He was riding in the
open air Pope
in a convertible Pope mobile.
Right. Then they put the plastic protective egg on it.
And now that he doesn't have the egg on, the new Pope that sounds like Cliff from Cheers.
Well, you know what I did? I decided to take the protective shell off the Pope mobile, and I got to chuck that one up to an error in judgment on my part. Huh. You never know what kind of psycho is going to jump on your Pope mobile, and Donnie tells me he got five feet away from me. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
God damn it, that made me mad.
You know, I had somebody ask me a while ago about that, and I was trying to explain to them.
I'm Pope Ratzenberger.
The Pope's name is something like Ratzenberger.
The actor who played Cliff on Cheers. Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, Pope, you're also great on Dancing with the Stars.
I appreciate that. Unfortunately, Ian Ziering and several other people, Apollo Ono and several of the other boys beat me out, but it doesn't matter to me. I'm looking forward to this. But I'd like to say it's a pleasure being your pontiff. you have any questions about the Lord, I know you've got a non-believer in your midst, and you know, I'm here to counsel him and show him the light, as it were, sir.
Buzz? Your Holiness, it's nice to meet you.
You have any questions, Buzz?
I really don't have any questions.
Well, you should, because if you go on this slippery slope, you're going to be ending up in a fiery place with, you know, little needles in your butt.
I appreciate your counsel.
The man had a red T-shirt, dark shorts, a baseball hat, jumped over a group of people waving at the Pope, jumped onto the barricade, grabbed onto the back of the Pope mobile before six guys got him. The Pope continued waving and did not even look behind him.
The man was identified as Buzz Burbank, non-believer. And my Secret Service staff, otherwise known as the Vatican Boys, they took care of him in short order.
Get him, boy.
Now, were you even aware that it happened?
No, not at all. I focus on my public when I'm making my public appearances. You know, everybody loves the Pope. Got to do the kiss and wave. Got to do that. Let me kiss you, baby. Let me wave at your boyfriend. You know, the whole nine yards.
That's the problem with Pope. There's so many politics involved. By the time you get to be the Pope, you're like 75 at the youngest, right?
75 at the youngest, but enjoying it. I'm feeling vigorous. And, you know, if that... That psycho babbling man had gotten into my Pope mobile, I would have shown him what for.
Good.
There's no question in my mind. I would have cleaned him up in short order.
We need a younger, stronger Pope.
No, we don't. And I'd like you to shut your mouth, Mr. Gray is blue, plastic is paper.
Oh, you heard about that.
You're totally out of line.
Have you seen Mike's car?
Yes, it's as silver as a silver dollar.
Have you seen his plates?
Yes, they're plastic. There's plastic as a thousand midnights. I'm not sure what that means.
You should pray on that.
I'll pray on that. Yes, unlike my friend in your news cubicle.
Did you hear about Mike's sex tape?
Yes, that's totally inexcusable. I don't like that. I believe he is living in sin, and we know what that's going to result in. It's going to result in the same slippery slope your nose man Buzz Burbank is sliding down. That's the sliding down slope into the gates of hell and getting pitchforks put in your ass for eternity.
Ouch. Those needles in your butt.
Needles in your butt. Now I've turned them into pitchforks with little demons. Little demons sticking pitchforks into your nether region.
Keep talking.
And you're German, right?
A lifetime, yes, I am German. That's my name is Ratzenberger. Schnell, Raus, Mach Schnell, Auf Wiedersehen, Klaus, Munich, Beer. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's my German speak.
Well, thank you, Pope.
All right, I'll send a Glockenspiel over to you.
Glad you're okay.
Hope you enjoy that, and of course I'm wearing my lederhosen under my Pope robes.
I love those crazy cuckoo clocks you have.
They're wonderful
those
cuckoo clocks.
Those Bavarian cuckoo clocks.
Yes, let me leave you with a beer stein and a wedge of chocolate. Here's to Germany. What a wonderful country, and I've got a sausage for you, a small German sausage, a Wurst, as it were. Here's to Germany, and may I say to you and Rob and Mike O'Mara, also all of you, thank you for believing in God. As far as you're concerned, you are dead to me.
I understand.
You are completely dead to me. I never will speak to you again.
Loud and clear, Your Holiness. I got it.
Take care. Just watch out during electrical storms, Buzz.
Got it.
You never know who's listening.
See you, Cliff.
Take care.
We'll break.
Pause.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see. Paris Hilton.
Everybody can suck it.
Yes, here's what Doris Roberts says about Paris Hilton.
If I don't ever hear about Paris again, I'll be okay. She's had too many 15 minutes.
Everybody can suck it.
Right. And
Paris responds.
Mm-hmm. And then there's somebody else. God damn it, who's the other celebrity?
Somebody who's also fed up? Larry King?
No.
Anderson Cooper.
Florence Henderson.
Ah.
What
does she think?
About what would happen if a Brady got a DUI.
Oh, God.
They're asking everybody about Paris now.
Carol Brady would have been devastated if one of her kids got a DUI and was drunk. But it could have happened. And, you know, I would try to understand it, and I would take some firm action. Everybody can suck it.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so there's a bunch of stuff about Paris here.
You know their act. The Don and Mike Show. Do you have hair in your special place?
Right.
Everybody can suck it.
Right. Paris Hilton.
Florence Henderson.
Well, let me see. If you go to TMZ.com, they have the multiple sources inside the jail. We're going to try to get that guy, Harvey...
Levin.
Harvey Levin. Back on. He's busy as balls right now.
Sure.
If you go on their website, you'll find the daily updates to what Paris Hilton is going through in jail. Click on it today. And it says, quote, Paris is not sleeping or eating.
Oh, no.
Everybody can suck it.
When she uses the phone, she cries to her mom.
Yeah.
And she says it's freezing cold in her cell.
Huh.
It's cold. She only has three little blankets and no window.
Doesn't have a pillow.
No pillow, I'm sorry.
Right.
So she has to use one of the blankets as a pillow. So
I'd wear a pillow.
The other inmates are being very cool with her.
Good.
When she leaves prison... She will be, of course, smarter and wiser for the lesson that she's lost, blah, blah, blah.
I would hope so.
But she will be hairier. The only grooming tool that Paris Hilton will be allowed to use is a jail-issue wide-tooth comb. Like one of those that you used to get when you were a boy
right.
and spend a dime for in the drugstore.
Some radio shows used to give those out as promotional devices.
Only cheap-ass radio shows, Mike, would give out combs for DJs having their fifth anniversary.
Only a cheap-ass general manager would hear the complaints of his morning show when they said, we don't have any good stuff to give away, and then come up with the idea of giving away cheap plastic combs,
some combs
with those disc jockeys' names on it.
Enjoy.
And then he would further embarrass them by telling them that each comb cost him 2.5 cents each.
We were thrilled to death.
Sure.
And that was the same thing where we used to celebrate our anniversaries every year and make a big deal out of it. And he promised something really special, and didn't it end up being a song?
Yes, it was like the worst jingle ever made about Don and Mike do a morning show.
When he didn't understand that, he did later on in his association with us, but early on, there was only one thing that we really wanted.
The $500 that he spent to have this jingle made for our anniversary.
If he'd slipped us both $250,
we would have been happy campers.
We would have done cartwheels.
The tape no longer exists, but we played it some time ago, and I remember it started out, it's been five long years, and it really sounded like a wedding band. That's the best way to describe it.
That's the same anniversary show where the fat guy, came out and mooned us.
A 400-pound guy who had pieces of toilet paper stuck to his Klingons.
No, it was actually in the folds of his fat and in between his legs to prevent him from chafing.
Oh.
And also that was during a blizzard, and Katie Couric was the only local celebrity
to
actually take the subway downtown to join us for our fifth anniversary show.
She made it to the Bethesda Cinema and Draft House.
And now she's anchoring the CBS Evening News.
How far
that's
she's
so
come.
That's so gay.
How far she's come there, boy.
It makes me feel bad to say this all on the phone. She cannot suck enough of that job.
Exactly. You know what I really think that they... Here's what I think they don't pay attention to. And I've said this for a long time, and in that particular job, it's the voice.
Yeah.
It's the voice.
Uh-huh.
Her voice is so grating, it's gotten worse.
Yes.
I would disagree. She does, as someone who has a grating voice.
Right.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, but you're not an anchor man for a network news.
I would say, though, she's had that acid, refluxy, gravelly-sounding voice for a while.
Yeah, it worked on the Today Show. It doesn't work as far as the network. I mean, you go back to, you know, a lot of them, and everybody's kind of smooth.
The thing is about her that she doesn't get that someone like Charles Gibson does get is that I understand it's the evening news, it's not being on the Today Show, but she has such a stick up her butt when she's sitting there doing the news because she wants so badly to say to people, God damn it, I'm Katie Couric.
I'm serious.
Forget that I dressed up like Peter Pan and slid into a bathtub full of Jell-O on the Today Show. Take me seriously.
And Charlie Gibson is
the polar opposite.
Yeah, leading the pack. I mean, because he does it without any pretense. I mean, he's just a straight-laced anchor guy. He's a natural for it.
Yeah,
he really
he's
is.
Hot.
He's so hot. He's got great skin.
Hot as balls.
Very handsome.
What was it I saw Elizabeth Hasselbeck say today that pissed me off?
Can't imagine.
You know, first of all, let me say, I watched that show, The View, because they dress her in maternity clothing. That is highly erotic.
You're hooked. They did when she was having the fight with Rosie.
I mean,
that would have been the last time I looked in.
She had a black top on today, and every time she leaned over to make one of her goddamn conservative shut-the-F-up remarks, I just kept staring at those milkshake machines.
Who'd they have in the Rosie seat today? He didn't notice.
Some fat black woman. I don't know who it was.
Right.
All I know is that they were on a discussion about... Oh, God, I don't know. About race or something. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck, someone really just seriously should just say, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! She says, well, I guess it's really hard now. Reverse discrimination, she said. It's reverse discrimination against the white man about whatever topic they were discussing.
I'm sure she's a big one for that.
She said, because, you know, it's really hard to be a white man right now in our world.
Oh, no.
And,
oh, my God.
And all of the other cows.
That, she's going to say something that's going to bite her in the ass
she's
one of these
right.
days.
All of the other cows turned around and said, and rightly so, hey, hold on a second.
Yeah.
White men have ruled the world
sure.
since the world was invented.
And still do.
I mean, if you're a white man, hello, you're already born with the lucky stick.
Right.
It's just the way our world is. But for whatever reason, today, Elizabeth Hasselbeck really wanted to fight about this thing,
wow.
about how white men are being held down in our society.
Would she say something along the lines, if her husband was black, he'd be first string?
No, she
Good question.
Legitimate question.
I mean, really, what does she have to complain about? And what perspective does she bring to anything?
Nothing.
I mean, really, you want to talk about hit by the lucky stick.
She was on Survivor. She
right.
is just a beautiful woman
sure
to look
is.
At. But her role on that show is just that. She's the Vanna White of that show.
Right.
Just sit down and show me those jugs full of baby milk.
Well, she's believing her own press now because she's become a darling of the right. They love her. That's why she's on Fox all the time because,
yeah.
you know, they've gotten their hooks into her. She's believing her own press, and now
yeah.
she's thinking she's, you know, she's a pundit.
You might be right, though, that she's going to get caught one of these days because, seriously, she's up there screaming like some idiot called her on her show.
She thinks she's Ann Coulter without the man's body.
She was one step away from making that statement that people have made on our show.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had those guys call and go, well, you know, there ain't a White History Month.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, literally.
I'm sure she, well, that's where it comes from.
She was one step away from it today.
You know, that's the way, you know, in her little myopic world where she sits there with her husband, you know, just going, man, I tell you, it's tough being white, isn't it, Elizabeth? You know they have those discussions. God, I can't wait. You know, that tells me there's a chance she'll screw up in the near future. I really hope it happens.
It sure is tough, Tim Hasselbeck. But meanwhile, why don't you just TF me again?
Here I go, honey.
Hold on.
Oh, I wish I was first string.
Paris Hilton. Oh, she can have the comb. She can have, and she's requested this now from TMZ. They've said no. She can have no razors,
mm-hmm.
no tweezers, and no hair removal wax.
Oh, my.
That means she will get pretty hairy over the next 3 weeks.
Well, you know that there is going to be the most massive effort for the paparazzi to get a look at her that day she gets out of prison. She's going to get that covered.
And
she'll have a chance to pretty herself up before
most
she
importantly,
sees the light
Mike,
of day.
She may come out a little darker. Because she cannot use hair dye.
Right. And we'll see her true hair color.
They're saying that, what did she request? She requested, besides like waxing and stuff, she requested hair dye, rollers, brushes, sprays, and blow dryers.
She really requested all that
stuff? And they turned her down on all of that.
Worth a try.
However, they did say it, I think we mentioned this.
And a pack of smokes.
She can keep her hair extensions.
Right.
Because they'll be too painful to take out.
Well, that means that at least part of her hair will be blonde.
She has them all over.
Yes, she has them down there.
She doesn't hang herself with them.
She requested her vagine cream.
Oprah Winfrey is really mad at her dad, who's named Vernon, which I think is great, because that same name is Elvis's daddy's name.
Vernon.
So her dad's writing a book about her.
Right.
And she dances around this topic, if you've seen her on her own show or being interviewed, where she either says, I'm for it, or I'm not necessarily going to condone what my dad's going to write.
Mm-hmm.
The New National Enquirer claims that he should have beaten Oprah more.
The Enquirer? I mean, he claims in The Enquirer or The Enquirer claims?
The Enquirer has a snippet from his book.
Right.
Where he says...
He says he should have beaten her more?
Should have beaten her more.
Oh, dear.
Quote, I should have beaten her more severely. I don't mean time in, time out.
Ooh.
I mean the rod of correction. You swing hard, you swing often. Oprah needs roots and limits and discipline. And he said, I guess her childhood was worse than I realized.
Wow. Well, that kind of verifies everything Oprah's said by what the
sure
father's
does.
Saying.
And, you know, he's still cutting hair.
Is he really?
Yeah. He has a little barber.
Is he a barber, really?
Yeah. And Vernon, where was he? She did a special on PBS.
Memphis, I thought, is where...
And it was about her lineage. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewed. That's where the C-tape came from.
Maybe they could send him into the jail.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah, right, then boom.
If he's a barber, maybe he could go to Paris's jail.
Now, boom. You see, now we're getting something done.
Clean her up a little bit.
Hack away at it.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And you guys think Earth will look like one of the cavemen from the Geico commercial once she gets out?
We can only hope.
That'd be great.
That would be great. Hello. I'm standing right here in front of the sign.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I heard that Paris Hilton, she did get special treatment because, you know, having actually been there before, I know when you go into jail, you have to be strip searched, and she was not searched at all. She's a known cocaine user.
Hold on one second, my friend. I think I saw on Nancy Grace, maybe, I don't know, they were having a lengthy discussion about the fact that there was a cavity search on Paris Hilton.
And I read today there wasn't a cavity search on it.
Last night they were discussing. Well, and I'm not saying that this is true or not true.
Right.
I heard last night that it
was. Bad job, though. That'd be a good one.
It's a big guard.
Pull out a license plate.
The big bull dyke guard.
What's going on?
They found a hairdryer during the cavity search.
So what is the deal? Buzz, do you know what the deal is? What is the story? Was she given the body cavity search or not?
I don't have any way of confirming that or not, but I'd be very surprised they let anybody in jail without one.
They said, I think it was TMZ that I read it on this morning, that said she did not have a body cavity search. That was one of the areas of special treatment that she didn't have to go through.
And
that.
Last night on Nancy Grace, they had a guy on who was describing exactly what the body cavity search was like. Saying,
for prisoners or for Paris?
They were talking about Paris Hilton,
right?
But I guess he was speaking in general terms about.
Yeah, I mean, I just know what I read this morning.
Because he said what you would have to do is
and is the treatment for every prisoner.
Prisoner.
You know, it's weird.
Why I'm surprised that you're saying that you read that. I'm not doubting that you did.
Right.
I would like to know if she did have to have. That test done. That
I think everybody would like to know that.
And
that's the whole allure of Paris. And, you know, if you go on those websites and you see her, you get so tired of it. It's so burned. It is so completely. You look at her and you really begin to think when you watch enough of her going into the club, coming out of the club, going into the MTV Awards, coming out of it, you realize this is somebody that has done absolutely nothing of significance in show business.
Agreed, but you know what she does do? She does this great thing when she poses. She always sticks her boobs out.
She does a little adjustment.
That great pose, even when she's going into jail.
And you hear the paparazzi when they're videotaping, you're going, oh, Paris, you're so beautiful. Paris, you're so hot. Paris. And apparently that's the rap with the paparazzi that'll get her every time. That's why they do it, because apparently that gets her every time that she will turn towards the camera if they say that. It is so disgusting.
She's a little minx. She is just a little minx.
You sound like a fan.
I asked you earlier if you were feeling sorry for her. I only asked because I find myself kind of feeling sorry for her now.
Really?
She's
really?
Just hot as balls.
That's it. I didn't know that.
It's
the first admission of that you've ever, you've ever said. I know we've all agreed that Lindsay Lohan's kind of skanky.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But Paris always seems to be pretty clean.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. But she's not.
I see conflicting reports in the New York Post. One says that she did get the cavity search. This one has a quote that says Paris didn't have to go through the cavity search. When bent over, she didn't have to cough.
Oh, dear.
Says Saul Reyes.
Everybody can suck it.
Who does maintenance at the women's jail as part of his work release program.
Here we go. So now they're getting the janitor. The janitor. That's where our society is right now.
Quoting a thug.
That's the guy that was on Nancy Grace.
Ah.
The custodian from the jail is the same guy that I saw on TV.
That's like the only guy they can get.
And he's a prisoner.
Seriously.
Prisoner on work release.
You know what? If you
is he really buying?
Yeah, the janitor is, yeah.
You know, I bet they have to sign things about confidentiality.
Sure.
But if you were a guard at that prison and you were, you're burned out on that guarding job, you want to break out, be the first one to sell the story of Paris. I'd quit the job and you get $1 million for it.
Well, you know, that's why she's got a solo room. They're not concerned about her safety. They don't want anyone who's able to say, I'm the person that spent 3 weeks in jail with Paris Hilton to write a book.
And you know there's some jailers in there, some guards that are actually...
might have something in there, like a sofa or something.
Maybe a chihuahua.
An end table, an ottoman, a cappuccino maker.
An entire Hilton Hotel suite.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, Yeah.
Body
who
cavity.
Who cares?
That's a lot of people feel the way you do.
Hard to argue with that.
Who effing cares about this?
Problem with that, Jack?
Hey, I ain't got no problem with that.
Right. Eat one then. See you later. Bye bye.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed the same way you would be embarrassed, like when you see, something on the side of the road. You see a dead deer on the side of the road. It's you just can't tear yourself away. She's got something about her.
I know everybody, and that's
sick.
And that's the cool thing to say.
She's naughty.
You know, that, oh, we're sick of it, we're sick of it, but
no, we're not.
We want more.
It wouldn't be as hot as it was.
We're okay with naughty.
We want her in that stainless steel sink.
Hello?
That stainless steel bed.
What do you want, a camera in the sink? Or a camera in that stainless steel potty?
I want to be that toilet.
God.
Speaking of.
Oh, no, not again.
Just out.
Oh, dear.
You know, that is simply H2O. That is simply air. That is simply air inside my stomach.
I'll tell you something. You bring in your chemistry professor. I'll bring in mine. How's that?
I've had nothing to eat today.
Okay, let's bring that in.
I have nothing to eat today.
If that's H2O, then you have a medical issue.
I'm sorry. That's water. It's the air. What is air?
What is the...
oxygen is O2.
Right.
O2. That's O2. I'm sorry. You're right. It's not
that's CO2.
Carbon dioxide. Probably
CO2.
Probably methane.
What's methane? Uh-huh. What's the... and I don't even know what the thing is called.
The periodic table.
Yeah, no.
Table
no, there's
elements?
A name for the elements.
The compound?
There's something you say, what is the blank for, like, water? Water is H2. There's
the
a name
symbol,
for
symbol?
It.
The symbol, you mean?
Symbol, perhaps.
No, the symbol.
I don't know methane.
Methane.
Is methane an element, Buzz?
I don't think it is.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I think it's methane.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
cows make it, too.
Hi there.
I saw a movie this weekend, a Scottish movie with Paris Hilton, and she was killed off in minute number 9.
Well, was that House of Wax?
No, I don't remember the name.
No, it wasn't that. It was a Scottish movie, and I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it was Scottish.
CH4 is methane.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
CH4.
That's it.
That'll be the robot in our new movie.
Bye!
What is CH4 in Chewbacca?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, be careful, CH4. We have to get to the news, Mike.
Methane.
Buzz.
Yes.
There is news, isn't there?
Oh, there's great news tonight.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, no.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Get around.
Talking about my generation. Yeah, it's time for news and comments now. And here is noted Republican strategist Michael Elson.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
You would think that with the Fed saying that they had stopped a plot to blow up JFK International Airport, that the mayor of New York would have been very concerned. Not so much. And New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg hadn't even said much about it until yesterday, and then he said, and I quote,
I'm the clunt. I didn't really feel there was a need to comment on the issues of the day.
Here's what he said. There are lots of threats to you in the world. There's the threat of a heart attack for genetic reasons. You can't sit there and worry about everything.
What is the price of safety? A price consistent with quality.
He went on to say,
where a better prepared consumer is
our best.
An educated consumer is our best customer.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe in taking the proper amount of precautions if they're necessary. For example, I have a smoke detector in my home that I've purchased recently, and I'm very fond of the brand.
Huh?
What is it?
The brand?
What is it?
Foist Alloy.
I have a smoke detector.
Yeah.
It's called my nose.
Very keen sense of smell.
There has never been a threat.
It's cheaper that way.
Let's say that.
There has never been a threat to Bagel City.
He went on to say, get a life.
That place will never burn down.
No.
Quoting Bloomberg, you have a much greater chance of being hit by lightning than being struck by a terrorist, end quote.
You know who was hit by lightning?
Who?
Rudy Giuliani.
Almost.
A Catholic bishop, any religion.
Lost his
arm. Issues of that's moral the thing that's having an effect on our system.
And he's talking about Catholic bishops?
Yes, last night during the Republican debate, lightning actually struck and the lights dimmed for a moment.
Wow.
When Giuliani was talking
when
about
that. When it was
that.
Giuliani.
Yeah.
I love that.
His mic went out while he was talking about abortion.
The former mayor of New York.
Yes, an Italian man.
He said being raised in parochial schools, that lightning concerned him.
Do you know why I keep my smoke detector? Seriously?
Where?
In my wallet.
Where it's safe.
I'm Michael Bloomberg.
Where it can be very hot.
Even though New York is an obvious target, Bloomberg says it's still the safest city in America. Violent crime is in New York is down, even though it's up in most other major cities, according to the latest reports just out this week.
Including our hometown of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, true.
Crime up?
Crime up.
But the only thing...
Marco.
Polo.
The only thing we really have...
The mayor of D.C., does his last name begin with a vowel?
I don't believe so. No.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Giuliani.
Yes.
Bloomberg. I guess that theory doesn't hold water, does it?
No, of course not.
Just shame.
How dare you? The only thing we have to fear is the people who try to use fear to manipulate us, especially when they need a political boost.
Because it's I had it all screwed up. It's A-E-I-O-U is an Italian name.
Yes, vowels.
Vowels.
Right. Vowels at the end.
Uh-huh. Yes, and the whole vowel thing doesn't work for Jewish
No, it does not. I'm sorry. No, I was mixed up there.
Yes, I am.
But you just talk like Calm Soprano.
I did. God forgive you for that misstep. It's also helpful to remember that terror is a tactic, and you can't have a war against a tactic, only against a country or a group.
But you're still my handsome man.
Thank you, Carm. And that brings us to Bill O'Reilly, who tore into the New York Times. Tore into the New York Times as usual this week, but this time with a bold-faced lie. On his surprisingly popular TV show, O'Reilly showed the front page of the New York Times expressing his outrage that the Times didn't even include the supposed JFK plot on its front page.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
There's the lie. The story actually was on the front page, but it was below the fold, the part of the paper O'Reilly didn't show on television.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
I'm a Connie.
For Bill, it neatly filled a whole segment of his show and gave his audience exactly what they wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
There is good news today for people who can't see distance and who don't want lasers in their eyes. There's apparently a new way to get 20/20 vision.
Are you laughing at the crippled, at the afflicted, Mike?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm waiting for you to play that sound effect of somebody falling down. What's that sound effect you play where it goes plum, plum,
oh, we'll
plum,
wait until Buzz gets into the story.
Okay, I just was putting a little request
ahead. I know you're excited. You're getting ahead
okay.
of him.
Okay.
There's apparently a new way to get 20/20 vision without laser or any other kind of eye surgery.
Oops.
There it is.
Oh, dear.
Breathe, Gordon.
And flop. There it is. It's a pair of contacts.
All right, Buster, what do you do?
Hey, it's the Duke. The Duke just fell.
Just breaking it up, Mike.
What is that?
It's something from the Flintstones.
No, it's Mr. Magoo. It's the theme to Mr. Magoo.
The theme to Mr. Magoo.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
Yeah, like that.
I thought it was the Flintstones.
No.
Well, Mr. Magoo works because he's farsighted.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
That's why we play that.
Oh, he's nearsighted.
Myopic.
New way to get, he is.
See, sometimes the boy puts it in the machine, and he gives me a nod like, this will be funny.
Trust me.
And I play it, I didn't get the joke.
Don't you remember Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol?
Mr. Magoo, yeah.
Mr. Magoo. Oh, Magoo.
Well, there's good news for Magoo and others like him.
No, you atheist.
New way to get 20/20 vision without laser or any kind of surgery. It's a pair of contact lenses you wear while you're sleeping. You take out the lenses when you wake up in the morning, and your vision's good for the day, maybe 2 days. The technique is called orthokeratology. It's the reshaping of your body's own lens, the cornea.
Roadhog!
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's Mr. Magoo. I understand that. I'm sorry. It had that. Was it made by Hanna-Barbera?
No.
Think it was.
UPA, I believe.
Doesn't this sound like Flintstones music, though?
Yes, but not.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize the thing.
Oh, Magoo, you roadhog.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
So these contacts do kind of the same thing for your eyes that a dentist does when he straightens your teeth, and it appears to delay the onset of vision deterioration in children. This is very good news. There may be even better news for blind people. Scientists in England say they're on track to completely cure blindness by the year 2012. Of course, they're going to need some stem cells. With an $8 million grant from an American and freer research there than here, the Brits are certain they'll reach this goal. They also believe they'll be able to cure macular degeneration in adults, the thing that forces Geronimo and myself and others to wear glasses in order to read. Speaking of the UK in the year 2012...
I like it when you use my last name, my last radio name.
How you doing, Geronimo?
Yeah.
How are you and O'Mara doing?
Geronimo, O'Mara...
Hello, George.
He always did. Speaking of the UK in the year 2012, Britain hosts the 2012 Olympics, and already there's a little problem. It turns out the animated logo chosen by the Brits for the 2012 Games apparently causes epileptic seizures.
Rob, hold on. Don't say anything.
In the year 2000.
Don't say anything. Have you seen the logo, Mike?
No, I haven't.
I thought when I first glanced at it, it kind of looked like a swastika.
Really?
I thought so.
It does have a jagged quality to it. I'll tell you more about this when we get back.
Really?
Yeah.
In the year 2000.
What clock are you looking at? I mean, I'm talking about him while he's still in the room.
Oh, that's right. I thought we were going at 13. We're going at 16. My mistake. I'll move on.
Move on.
Why don't I just pull the curtain all the way back, Buzz?
In the year 2000.
It turns out that this logo apparently causes epileptic seizures. A strobe light at 3 per second does the same thing. For a while, so did one Japanese cartoon. That had to be pulled.
That's the seizure.
Uh-huh. The British animations already reportedly caused seizures to epileptics who watched it either online or on television.
I will be watching the Olympics.
Do we have a copy of the logo to show Mike?
We're going to have to...
Well, here we go.
Somebody do a Google image.
Thank you, Robbie. There it is. No joke. There it is.
Uh-huh.
Mike, having a seizure.
Bite down on this 2.5 cent comb.
Oh, so good.
One man called the BBC to say that he and his also epileptic girlfriend don't remember anything after seeing the logo on television.
Wow.
When he awoke, he had to take her to the hospital. The Brits still refer to these events as fits. Epileptics here would rather they be called seizures.
Do you see the swastika?
Yes. The jagged aspect of it.
Right.
The crooked cross the Nazis flew. The hammer and the sickle, too.
But it's not just a swastika. It's like a fun 80s swastika. Like if the culture club were Nazis.
It's like I love the 80s swastika.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
You're the only one that would come up with fun and swastika in the same sentence.
But you enjoyed it.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. You know, in days of old, it was a sign of good luck.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Speaking of the Olympics, China's reportedly displacing 1.5 million people. To make way for the Olympic Village they're constructing for 2008. The government forced these folks out of their homes, according to one human rights group. The Chinese government says none of this is true.
We are hosting Olympics. You must go.
It says it's relocated and compensated 6,000 families. In the 88 Summer Games in Seoul, Korea, nearly 750,000 people were reportedly evicted to make room for that Olympic
Village. We will move you to super happy, terrific housing development.
I am a...
Soul Man!
Soul Korea.
We will go to see your auntie, okay?
They're going to get them out on the Soul Train.
Soul Train!
Is that an energy drink in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me? That's our story when we continue.
There you go, and as you know, if you've been following the format, it's 16 leading past the hour.
Not to be confused with 13.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Subsisting on a solid diet of quickies. Don and Mike.
I wish.
What's happening, John McCain?
This is long and hard and tough. God bless you.
Party boy.
You are horny, aren't you?
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Let's get the buzz.
You know.
You know. It's
hi, Buzz.
You know. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
La, 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 la.
It's a good thing. People apparently don't mind the long commute. A new study says Americans are willing to drive as much as an hour and a half each way if they really like the job.
He's mentally retarded.
The Transportation Research Board says there are four states now in which more than 10% of the...
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you looking at me like I'm supposed to feel guilty.
I did no such... You were looking right at me, and I just glanced at you. I did not give
as
you
as,
a look. I did
as soon
not,
as he did the
not,
thing about
I
long
not.
Commute.
I did not. I did
long
not.
Commute.
I did not.
Sorry.
What's that?
Mine's still the longest.
Is it? Well, now it is.
Yeah, well, now, sure.
Yeah, but you did that by choice. You moved to a, you know, you moved to where the food was.
You just wanted to win.
Hey, you right. know what would help your commute?
What?
Started calling your car Blue.
My car. Old Blue.
Old Blue.
Hey, last night?
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely flew home. Walked in my driveway at 7:35.
Well, what are you bitching about your commute for, then?
Because most of the time it's 8:35.
Depends on the night.
It's not the miles. It has nothing to do with the miles.
Uh-huh.
Never does around here. To ask anybody around this area.
And
has nothing to do with the mileage. Has everything to do with the, we're all going home at the same time with our fingers up to the third knuckle. Yes, sirree.
Well, there are four states in which more than 10% of the people have what's classified as an extreme commute.
You see, I feel Mike makes me feel slightly guilty. We moved to these studios.
I've done nothing to make
about,
you feel guilty.
Constantly, every day. Mm-hmm. About a year ago, we moved to the studio in Rockville as opposed to being at the old S place in Fairfax.
Right.
And it's added a couple of minutes to everybody's drive.
That's true. It has.
You know,
and we're
couple,
nowhere
and
near.
A couple more minutes. What, Buzz?
Nowhere near 90 minutes we're talking about here. Nowhere near that.
See, you looked at me like that again, Mike.
And then he looked at me.
You just did it again.
You've never had a 90-minute commute?
Oh, we have, but that's rare. That's the exception.
Yeah, it is.
The rule.
It is extraordinarily rare.
Yeah.
I will say that it is extraordinarily rare.
As far as getting home, if you guys would just wise up to the everyday tricks, when you are, for instance, getting by River Road, take the exit for Carter Barron. Or for the Clara Barton Parkway.
Right.
Because all it does, it's one of those things where you look like you're getting off the Beltway.
Right. Yeah.
But if you really just get back on the Beltway.
I get you.
It takes like 10 minutes off your trip. Because you're driving by at 60 miles an hour looking at people who are still stuck on the Beltway.
That's a great tip.
For miles.
I thought you were really exiting there. You were just bypassing.
No, I. And
no, he exits. He exits
that's
there.
Brilliant.
No, I don't exit there.
You know?
No, I don't.
See?
I thought, well, you go up to the...
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going...
Pardon me if I don't give the details.
I understand.
You.
But my
illusion.
The exit that I use to go home as well,
it's a fake out.
You could use that as... You could do the exact same thing with that. And for those of you on 66,
yes.
By Nutley, if you take the access road that runs adjacent parallel to the main highway...
Right.
People take it and they think you can only take it if you're going to get off at the metro stop.
Right.
Right.
It runs adjacent to the highway.
Okay.
You can trim 15 minutes off your ride.
Okay.
I've had good luck with the shoulder lane on 66 as well.
And, Don, you didn't tell me your other trick. The siren.
That's just cheap.
And the light.
That's just not fair.
And, of course, the heavy foot.
The states with extreme commutes where more than 10% of the folks have an extreme commute, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Illinois... California, very close to joining that list. I'm surprised it's not in the top four already.
Here's another place I do that, Mike. I'm sorry to beat this into the ground.
Tips.
But for instance, when you're coming around the Beltway here in D.C.,
right.
You know by where IKEA is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on the inner loop, which means you're moving towards the University of Maryland.
Right.
There's always that huge backup on both sides of the Beltway by that IKEA. If you take...
Over on the other side of the Beltway,
on
the Maryland side.
You're on the inner loop.
Yeah.
You're going towards... Maryland.
Okay.
You're in Maryland. You're going that way.
Okay.
If you take Route 1 and make it look like you're going to get off to go to University of Maryland, again, there's about a two-mile stretch of highway where all you do is pass up all the dumbasses that are just sitting there.
All right. I'll do it tonight.
You get back on the Beltway right at the Home Depot.
I will do it tonight and report. I will do it tonight if it's necessary.
Let's not tell anyone about this.
Mm-hmm. Of all the ones you mentioned, that Nutley one is the most important to know, though.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Use that every day when we are going to work in Fairfax. I will do that, and hopefully they'll get home quicker so I can pay my fines that I got for not using SpeedPass.
I'm joking. I didn't. Okay. I never did. I got you.
I
got you. I didn't know.
Oh, that one. You made me a mess. Look what you've done to me. I have a sour stomach now.
Just have a little fun, folks.
I know.
Just try to have a little fun.
Well, the District of Columbia, as usual, isn't eligible for
what?
The extreme commute list.
He's wild when he does stuff.
Wild.
Mike is curious.
I am curious. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that tonight. I almost hope that I get a little backup tonight so I can do those little tricks.
Yeah.
You shave a little here.
Because you're absolutely right. I know what you're talking about. And you look on the right and you see zing, 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 zing. And, you always say those people are merging onto the thing. Well, the fact is you can zip out and zip back in.
And as a matter of fact, on that.
Of course, everybody will be doing it tonight.
If you get in the right lane as soon as the split happens.
Right.
Again, you're going to save so much time.
Well, I do that anyway.
Because every schmuck is already in the left-hand lane already.
Yeah, right.
And also, Nutley, you can go way, way far up before you merge back into traffic.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right. You actually...
I'll ask you, and I don't want you to repeat it, because now I'm really getting a little paranoid about that, but I'll ask you about that very first one you're talking about, okay?
Okay, sure.
During the break, though.
Why?
Because I forgot it. That's the one I'm a little wobbly.
We don't want anyone else to know about.
Yeah, that's the one I don't process. That's the one I don't see. That's the one I'm not sure. This is before the bridge, right?
Yes, it is, my friend.
Okay, let me.
Yeah, you bet.
Secrets are good, right?
Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Sure. Always like them.
But I am curious.
D.C. not eligible for the extreme commute list because it's a district. Virginia's got to be close since, like Maryland, it's adjacent to D.C. Previous studies have shown D.C. to be second only to L.A. in having the worst traffic in America, which brings us to this nugget. Demographic research shows that Hispanics are more likely than any other group to carpool. And the study says...
Oh, hello. I mean, God damn.
Setting a fine example for everyone.
Head for the border, please.
The study says... Because more of us are going to work earlier. Today, more than 25% of all workers leave the house between 5 and 6:30 a.m.
If we use this lane, we can get in a special lane and be early.
Everybody get into the Camry.
In 1990, only 15% of us headed to work between 5 and 6:30. Now it's over 25%.
Camry my ass, it's a Corolla.
That's money.
So is that an energy drink, or are you just glad to see us? The people who make the energy drink boom... People who make Boost are being sued, but the lawsuit could actually boost their sales. 29-year-old Christopher Woods of Manhattan says he drank a Boost shake on June 5th, 2004, and became aroused.
And God bless you.
The doctor fixed the problem, but Chris will never be the same if you get my FCC-restricted drift.
Oh, my.
The doc had to shut down some blood vessels permanently.
Permanently. My God.
So will it stand up in court?
Oh.
Chris is now suing for whatever a judge or jury thinks he should get in compensation.
Will it stand? Is that your own?
No, I stole it. But okay. I steal from the best. Whether you're for them or against them, here's the thing about executing people. We're just not doing it
I'm
right.
I'm for it.
I know you are, but either way.
I'd like to start with our listeners.
Well, of course.
No, I'm sorry, that's harsh. Just the ones that call.
Let's start with the callers.
We'll start and go left to right.
Well, here's the thing, whether you like...
Across the country, that is.
I know you do, and some people are for it.
Is that my left or your left, though? See, my left would be Sacramento, your left would be D.C., the way because if we're facing each
other. That means I'm going right to left, then. Yeah.
A lot of people favor the death penalty. A lot of people are against it. Either way, it's important for all of us to know we're not doing it right.
Why do you favor rape?
No, not rape. It's a death penalty.
And that's our story when we continue.
Thank you, bud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sure is, boy.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck it all. Don and Mike.
Everybody can suck it.
Suck on that, loser.
Hold on, folks. We got lots of calls about traffic.
I'll bet.
Traffic shortcuts, I think, is what we're getting.
Issue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's Don and Mike, the radio guys, the traffic saviors.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, this is Cindy from Virginia. I drive up to Baltimore every day, and the only thing that gets me through that is knowing that I can listen to you on the way home from the Baltimore station and on WJFK. I couldn't do it without it.
God bless.
Could not do it without you.
Thank you.
And,
well, thank you. Okay. Very hard.
And keep it up.
Love you. Can't love face the day without
thank you,
you.
Sydney. Okay. Thank you very much, Sydney.
All right, bye-bye.
Cindy.
That was Sydney, right?
Cindy.
Oh, it's Cindy.
That show with Tony Randall wasn't Love, Cindy.
No.
It's not Sidney Brady.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I love that director, Cindy Pollack.
Hello.
Hello.
Never mind about all these calls about the traffic. You know, I keep forgetting
these
where
are the later arrivals to the party.
Yeah. I keep forgetting what time it is.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Get back to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi,
executions
there.
Frying guys in this country. Not well done. Never mind that we've killed the wrong guys a couple of times, which we now know thanks to DNA. Even when we try to snuff the worst of our criminal minds, we screw it up. At Christopher Newton's lethal injection farewell in Ohio last month, the process lasted so long they had to give Chris a bathroom break. Either that or clean it up later. It took 90 minutes. It took 10 stabs of the needle just to find a vein. In Florida back in December, they had to inject Angel Diaz twice because the first time didn't take. The autopsy shows that's because the first time they missed the vein entirely.
Hey, this is Angel Diaz.
I'm really upset you missed a vein. The list goes on, and so do the demands to start releasing the names of the people who aren't doing it right.
I don't think there's any excuse for anyone missing the vein.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
What your dad really wants is to hear from you, to be with you, and to be proud of the person you've become. He sure as hell doesn't want any of the crap we spend more than $8.5 million a year to buy for him for Father's Day. 53% of the dads surveyed by a shopping website say they've never gotten a Father's Day gift they like.
Hey,
never.
Yeah. You know what? You were absolutely right on when we were doing our tirade about how unfair fathers get it as compared to Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You said it about a month ago, and goddamn if I don't see it everywhere now.
Dads and grads.
Yeah, throw the grads in.
Yeah.
Because dad's not worth it.
Permanently start together.
The ad is like a riding lawnmower and a day planner.
Right.
You know, take care of dad and the grad at the same time.
Dad and grad, because dad alone is not worth it because he's a dad.
That's right. Here could be the problem with those dads unhappy with their gifts. 45% of us admit we wait till the last minute to get it. Most of us say we have no clue what to get our dads, and maybe that's why we spend $3 billion less on Father's Day than we spend on Mother's Day.
What was that number again?
$3 billion less
there
for dads than moms.
There it is.
How many dads really seriously say, what I really want is a clean slate and a chance to start over.
I want to start over completely.
I can't imagine any dad saying
me either, Buzz.
Yeah.
I would trade 15 grills for a clean slate.
And a whole football field full of ties.
Don't forget the Kiss the Cook aprons.
They're fantastic.
Love those. The other day we spoke about the number of deaths in this country caused each year by doctors and hospitals. Well, here's another spooky set of numbers. A research group estimates that in this country every year, 40,000 people have the misfortune of waking up during surgery. In almost every case, it's because the anesthesiologist didn't give the patient the proper dose. On the other hand, it was an anesthesiologist who saved my ass a couple of years ago. And you probably feel good about yourself eating those salads from fast food joints. I'm here to burst that bubble.
Oh, no. Here we go.
McDonald's Asian salad with crispy chicken, Newman's Own low-fat sesame ginger dressing.
Oh.
For another 30 calories, you could have a double cheeseburger. Taco Bell's Fiesta Taco Salad, 840 calories, 45 grams of fat. Have a grilled stuffed burrito instead, and you'll cut the fat in half and lose off a couple of hundred calories.
Wow.
Wendy's Mandarin Chicken Salad, you're better off with a quarter-pounder double-stacked hamburger. You're only saving grace with a salad you don't usually order fries. And finally...
However, when you go to Wendy's, not only do you get to see the hot picture of Wendy...
Yeah, baby.
But sometimes they still got Joe's picture up. Or Dave's picture up.
Dave Thomas.
Joe Thomas.
Thanks for coming by with a Wendy's Frosty.
I don't even know how to do that impression.
Remember those commercials?
Where, yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
Something like that. Driving around with all those little kids.
Hop in, kids.
1950s convertible.
Hop into my convertible Cadillac. We're going to go out to a field.
Finally, in Tucson, the Chinese restaurant Egg Rolls Incorporated is owned by a guy who couldn't be whiter. Mike Reynolds owns it. Mike never answered the complaint letters he got from around the country about his menu and his ads. They referred to Chinamen and made fun of the inability of Chinese immigrants to pronounce the letter R.
That is not funny!
Unacceptable!
Mike says he still doesn't see the insult, but he does see the pressure. He's cleaned up his ads and menus, no more derogatory terms. And although Mike says he never meant to hurt anyone, it's all just a misunderstanding, and he says he has no plans to formally apologize.
You got to be careful when you talk like that. It's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Mike says he saw what happened to Imus. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No, dude. Gotta watch your footing, my friend.
That's right.
No, dude.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, okay, everybody? Good day to you, sir.
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 And hands of plastic plates.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Plastic plates for you tomorrow.
I hate you. Shut up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.